systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, April 22nd, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Brayden.
And I'm Danny.
And what?
Oh, shit.
You don't have a mic. Shut the fuck up. And thank you so much for checking out episode number 182 of this Jam Hole live show. We do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday now that we're back from New York.
Thank God.
Thank God.
The good Holy Lord shit. That doesn't exist that we made it back.
Although,
we almost did not make it back.
I almost enjoyed being in that airport and on the airplane and dealing with all that bullshit more than I enjoyed being in that little
right.
ass hotel room in the shithole that is New York City.
I enjoyed being in that hotel room my mom got us in Minneapolis.
I enjoyed the shit.
When we got our shit rerouted.
Yeah.
That so, was nice.
Yeah, if you guys are listening, I will get into all that fucking bullshit. Everything that happened from the time we did the Ear Candy podcast show.
First, though, I suggest we get into what happened before the show.
Okay, but real quick, jamhole.com/feedback. You guys can type shit. We'll read it on the show. That's how you interact. Or you can give us a call live, 406-204-4687. That spells GOTP. If you need something to remember, GOTP. Or you can Skype the Jam Hole, all one word. So before the show, what happened?
Right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Oh, before the show, we had to put our studio back together because you know, we took everything mobile with us, the cameras and all the laptops and shit. So apparently, during the Big Mouths podcast, on their last live show, Danny here, it was her birthday, so she's like, hey, sing me happy birthday, and Josh was like, hey, go fuck yourself, and Danny was like, hey.
This is your birthday song.
This is your birthday song. It's not very long. And that was it. So she's like, I'll show you boobies on the next live show we do if you sing happy birthday to me. Doesn't seem like a fair trade, boobies
no.
for his lousy ass fucking
but
singing voice.
She agreed to it for some reason.
But she did because she's retarded. And
I was drinking.
Right.
Sure.
Because we had alcohol.
That
left.
One spark.
I know.
The rum. I was finishing the rum that night.
Okay.
Too.
What was that? Two shots of rum and the sparks?
Wow.
That's
like
all it.
Four shots.
That's
whatever.
All it takes, huh?
I was I bored guess. And you were asleep.
So
with
she
his
did.
Hand in his pants.
She did.
Also.
I was having my hand in my pants.
I got a picture of that.
That's how I fall asleep. Don't worry about it.
It's very comfy.
Like moving it like this?
Well
that's
I don't do
when
that.
I wasn't asleep then.
Right. That was before he went to sleep.
But she made good on her bargain. If you were here at thejamhole.com/live video during the pre-show when we were setting up everything and getting rid of the hum we had again and all that bullshit. Sounds good now, right?
Right.
Everything sounds good.
Perfect.
Are we recording?
Oh.
Okay. So, yeah, you would have seen her. She took the fucking laptop into the bathroom.
Right.
Like, we couldn't just
know,
drag
right.
Danny of the Jam Hole into the window.
I know.
Someone was like, hey, Matt. I think MDS was like, hey, Matt, put her in the big window. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
I can put anyone with a camera in the main window.
Right.
So I fucking did. And she showed
and
her boobies to
yeah.
Josh.
And then she got pissed.
And then he made a screenshot of them.
Of course.
Of course.
Thank you for that.
Which he will promptly email to info@thejamhole.com.
So tell us about the other time she was naked after that.
Well, she's like, hey, hurry up. Getting, you know, what was I doing? Oh,
you
live
getting,
video
right.
took a shit on us again. Go
yeah,
figure.
A surprise.
So I was installing the high quality flash media encoder so we could go on Ustream. And she's like, hurry up and do that so we can fuck. Because she likes to fuck before the show when Brayden's here and
right.
Adam was here. So
right.
she's like, oh, I especially want to fuck now because they're both lonely saps. So I'm like, all right, that's fine. So we go in there and I totally forgot yesterday she was looking at her calendar. And she's
Whoa,
like, oh,
what about
I should be
no,
getting,
that was...
I should be getting on the rag pretty soon.
What about at the hotel the other day?
What?
No,
that's when
just,
it started.
No, it didn't start.
No,
then.
It didn't start. It didn't
really?
Start then.
She
yeah. was just itching really hard.
And that's not good.
I had a really bad stretch.
That right. was the best phone conversation ever, even though it was like 5 seconds.
You were asleep.
When she called the front desk.
I called
desk.
Down to the front desk. I was like, hey,
where's the nearest gas station?
He's like, the one that's open is probably about 2 miles away. I'm like, oh, fuck.
So
do you have tampons behind
yeah.
the counter? He's like, yeah, I'll have them bagged up for you. I didn't have to go all the way down the stairs.
So the little Mexican guy brought up a tampon for
no,
you?
No, it was a white guy.
Yeah, they're actually white in Minnesota.
Oh, that was there?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That was at the Nice Hotel.
Yeah, so no, it's, and I totally forgot she said that yesterday. And we fucked, you know, yesterday and everything was cool. So we go in there and shit and... We start doing
I
it.
I was totally cool in the shower today. I even checked that shit. I'm like, you're cool, right? You're not doing that right now. And it was like, uh-oh, I'm good.
I'm fine, Danny. Let's go fuck.
Yeah, let's go get it.
Let's take dick all day.
And I was like, all right, I'm cool with
so
that.
So we're doing it, and she's on top and shit. And I'm like, turn around. She's like, I don't know what you mean. And I fucking grab her head, and I'm like, that's what I fucking mean. And she's like, all right, cool. And something tasted off. I don't know what it was.
Well, are you sure you
I don't? Thought the same thing, and I was like, well, whatever. And
whatever. So then, you know, we do that for like 15
minutes. It's
like,
wow, this
minutes.
Tastes kind of like lead.
I know. It tastes like rust. So then we flip around and start fucking, and I'm like, jizz. And I'm like, why is my dick all sticky?
Wait, not no, first sticky. I was like, oh, shit, can you, like, finish me off? Because I was, like, right there.
Yeah, and I was like... I was about to, and then I felt something really sticky on my dick, and I'm like, hold on, this isn't the semen sticky, this
no.
is like, something like is trying to scab up. So I fucking flip the light on, and sure as shit, there's just blood all over my hands,
oh my
all
God.
Everywhere.
On your face?
And I'm like, thanks, dude, thanks. She's like, oh, so now you're not going to finish? Fuck you, you fucking ass. And, like, the Hulk came
Wait,
out.
Wait, who's covered in blood here?
Both of us.
Oh.
And the bed.
Well, who wants yeah. to finish at that point?
And his face.
Well,
now.
I
right.
did.
That
Fuck.
Was man.
He washed his me. Face right after.
Yeah. I wanted to fucking finish, because, like, imagine getting, like, right fucking there and just stopping.
Yeah, well, don't bleed then.
Well, I didn't know finished. I was bleeding.
Yeah,
so.
Me neither. Thanks for the heads
I'm
up.
Sure
like 7
that.
Up.
Well, like,
Appreciate
I'm supposed
it.
To give you a heads up when I don't know.
Well, yeah, that sucks.
Not
That's
my just, fault, wow. but I'll finish that off later, so don't worry
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, we'll finish it as soon as they leave and this show's done. It's round two. Fight! I'll shank that shit. All
right.
So, yeah, you guys all know the from April 13th till the 20th. Her birthday was on the 19th. We were in New York City for the Keith and the Girl stand-up show, which was on April 15th. Happy birthday, Keith. Thanks for the jam hole shirt.
Whoa.
Thanks for the Keith and the Girl shirt.
He actually has a jam hole shirt,
I gave
too.
Him a jam hole shirt. His intern has a jam hole shirt.
Right.
His creepy photographer, gay black midget dude, has a jam hole shirt.
Yep.
We were giving them out while we were there, which,
right.
hindsight, we probably should have sold them.
But they probably wouldn't have bought them otherwise.
Right,
so
fuck it. Yeah.
We
whatever.
Gave them to people that wouldn't have bought them otherwise.
Yeah, oh, and real quick, also, we got sent to the P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. If you guys want stickers, send us an envelope and some cash, and we'll send you stickers. There was a postcard in there.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it till after somebody on thejamhole.com/Twitter mentioned it, but it didn't say it was from anybody. All it said on
it was, where it was from?
Well, there was a postmark, there was
right.
a stamp on it, but it just said Kitty. And then it was
Kitty.
A picture of a cat, and I didn't realize it, but it looked just like our cat.
Right.
I was like, whoa,
like
dude.
Every other cat there
yeah,
is, too.
Yeah, so thanks Shazam for sending that. That was pretty awesome. And, yeah, thanks, Keith, for the What Do We Do Now shirt. Which is weird, because on the way back from Missoula, when we got in, we were
no,
talking about
we
that.
We were talking about that when we were still in New York.
Oh, at the airport.
Yeah.
When we were, like,
we're
so...
getting delayed, so...
When you talk to them, all you guys say is, what do we do now? And just let them say it next.
Yeah,
and
then and
they
then take
I was
care
like,
of it.
They have shirts for that shit. And then he sent me that shirt.
Right.
Like, they have, like, 20 different shirts.
But that's the best one.
Yeah, and that was weird that he randomly picked that one to send to me, and we were just talking about that. So yeah, the trip was cool. We did the live show or the stand-up show, and we sat VIP because of the fucking Who Are tattoo and the fucking Keith and the Girl Tattoo.
Which was fucking awesome.
The stand-up show was fucking awesome. Funny shit. Angie the Strange was awesome.
I like how you got that on, you know, footage.
Well,
you know.
Kemna got up there and she's like, no flash photography. And that's all she said.
That's
so
true.
I was taping it. I'm like, yo. And I totally forgot that they film it to tape it to sell. And so I got all of Angie's set, and then Kemna came back up, and she's like, look at this jam hole fucker, whatever she said.
Yeah.
Filming. I'm like, oh, right. No flash photography, which I'm not even doing.
Oops.
Thanks. So, yeah, then Pat Dixon got up. He was fucking
awesome. He was hilarious.
Yeah, he was
so
great.
Funny. Yeah. Holy shit.
I liked him.
And then, yeah, Keith got up and did his thing. And we were, like, setting shit on fire, dude. They had candles on the coffee table. And
they had little menus and shit.
Yeah.
And someone set it on the candle and just caught on fire.
All of a sudden, the coffee table's on fire. And I'm like, oh shit. Paper by the candle.
I remember McNally saying, flip the tables and burn this motherfucker, but he didn't give us the cue yet.
Yeah, we kind of jumped the gun on that, so oops. But, yeah, then on, what was it, Thursday night? Or was it Saturday, Friday?
Friday was the Citizens
Brigade.
The
live show. Oh, right. And then the live show. We went and saw the
Uprights. When was the live show?
It was Friday. It was after the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Right,
we went and saw them because that was cheap. And thanks to MDS for buying our tickets to that.
That was awesome.
And, it was this one kid. The skit was called Certainly Seth, and I think we talked about some of this, but
probably.
The levels at Ear Candy's podcast studio was all fucked. The levels when we were using the lapel mics were all fucked.
Yeah, every show we did there was kind of
rough. I know, it was all fucked, but it was better than not doing a show at all, and that's fine. But yeah, it was this one kid, and he did a sitcom, but every character in the sitcom he played.
Right.
Like, he had all these wigs and scarves.
Yeah, there's like 8 different people, and he played every one of them.
Yeah, it was so fucking funny. Like, just all at the same time, too. Like, talking
just
to
back
him.
And forth.
Yeah, it was so great.
He
and
had
then,
to, like, run around the stage all super fast, putting on wigs and taking them off.
Yeah, he was so
shit.
Funny. He did it very well. Yeah. And then I dropped a stack of stickers off there, and then the next skit was this girl, and I guess, like, somebody was in a coma, so they were making a webcam thing of people she knew.
She was coming out of a coma and had amnesia, and her family was trying to get her to remember who she was, and that's what it was about.
And she played, like, all of the different family members and shit, and that was really funny. I liked Certainly Seth a lot better.
Yeah,
so
I did, too.
After that, we went to the live Keith and the Girl show, the actual live podcast.
Yeah, how was that?
Well, it was cool till we got called up on stage.
Right, that was kind of awkward.
I thought it was great.
Yeah,
you were on stage, were you? I would have went up, no big deal.
You were the one up there getting your asshole ripped into for sucking at this whole New York game.
Yeah, thanks for putting us on
the
spot.
The whole thing of it was, like, I saw Keith had joined the jamhole.com/forums.
Yeah.
And I didn't think nothing of it. I should have known when that happened that something was up.
Something's coming.
And exactly what he posted on our forums.
He even
listened to
the shitty show we did in our hotel
room.
Yeah,
I can't believe he did that.
I know. That's what I said at the very end when we were up there. I'm like, I can't believe you listened to that.
I know. I didn't even listen to that. And I listened to all our fucking shows. That was horrible.
I didn't even bother to listen to it.
I never
want to
hear it.
I listened to a part of it, and I was like, I can't do this. I'm done.
Oh, yeah. So on the way, thank you, MDS. On the way to walking to where the live show was, we walked through Times Square at night, and I have, like, 7 days worth of video footage.
It's so great.
That
hours.
I get to edit tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to
that. How many
that.
Hours of video you think you got?
Oh, I don't even want to think about
like
it.
Like 2 or 3 hours.
There's like probably almost 1,000 pictures, which that'll be easy. I'm just going to batch upload in Picasa 3. And then, a lot of video to edit. And I'm going to try, I think what I'm going to do is just make like 2 videos for each day and just upload them to the jamhole.com/YouTube. So, yeah, we walked through Times Square. We saw this white kid G'd the fuck up. Like, he just got off the plane.
And he had a water jug.
Yeah.
An empty water jug.
He had his little G'd up friends, and it looked like they came from, like, Wisconsin or somewhere, but he was, like, a wigger, hardcore.
For sure.
And we walk up, and all of a sudden, there's, like, this black dude battling him on the street, like, hip-hop battle.
Yeah, freestyle.
And he just tore him the fuck up, and I got it all on tape.
It was a hit and run.
And then he said his last line, and then the black dude dude and his crew just, like, walked away.
Gone. He's like, yo, what?
Yeah,
he's
like, he had something to say. And I would have been interested to hear what he had to say.
I'm sure he had something to say. It just wouldn't have been anywhere near as good as that dude.
I don't know.
That dude was so good.
You never know, though. You never know. But I doubt it. He looked like just some punk-ass kid.
He was trying to say something back while he was walking away, and it was like, he had to, like, pause and think.
Yeah, I see you. What do you want, caller? You're live on the Jam Hole. Holla. This is where you talk now. Yes, caller.
That's
yes,
what
caller.
They're doing.
Hello?
All right.
This again?
I have their number this time.
Call back.
If anybody wants to call it.
Call it right now.
No, I don't want to call it right now.
All
right,
well,
I'm
what
in the
is
middle
it?
Of telling about our fucking
well,
trip.
Let everyone else know.
Oh, his number?
Yeah.
Well,
that's what you get for being a prick and calling our show and not talking.
Okay,
we
here,
give
I'll
your
call
number.
Him back. Hold on.
Yeah, Josh says
no,
call him back.
Okay, I'm calling him back right now.
Because, you know, if he would have talked, I wouldn't said throw out his number.
26 says read his number.
Yeah, do it. If you don't answer and talk.
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're live on the Jam Hole. Holla. What's going on?
Are you going to talk this time?
You called our show. Call ended. 1-415-8... Oh, wait. 415-832-0193.
Say it again. One more time.
415-832-0193.
Okay.
Anyway, where was I? Right, so yeah, we saw the rap battle, and we walked through Times Square, and I'd never been there. Like, I don't even think last time I was in New York, I went there.
Yeah.
Holy shit. It is... It's
a
big, giant ad. That's all it is. It's lights and it's fucking visual stimulus overload.
It was great. It was like daylight in the middle of night.
I know.
It was awesome.
No, it was totally cool, but it just...
But everything that you did see there was an ad for
all
something.
The, all the lights you saw was a fucking
ad. It was like a company name or an advertisement for another fucking Snickers
or fucking
whatever.
Puff Daddy or Kanye, Big Gay Fish.
It was just
fucking
neat,
Gay
though.
Fish, Kanye.
Yeah, it was totally cool to see, for sure. And we got lots of pictures of that, lots of video for that. So yeah, then we got to the live show and everyone's hanging out and shit. And yeah, they called us up on stage to make fun of us because we sucked
in
New York.
You know they tell you the price of the shit before you buy it.
Yeah, I know that. And I know we didn't have enough fucking money to do this trip. But that's how dedicated we were to see this. You know,
right, and so you call us up on stage to rip us up.
And that's cool. It was all in good fun, for sure. Like, it wasn't like, you guys are fucking assholes. Everyone kicked their asses on the way out.
It was cool being on their show.
Yeah, and during the fucking stage. Stand-up show. He's like, oh, the Jam Hole's here because we were all there with our Jam Hole shirts on
Download
in the VIP section. And...
You just ripped ass again, didn't you?
Dude, if you fart again in here, I will throw Buddy
so
Christ
bad.
At your
it was
face.
So little. I mean,
no one can
stinks.
Hear you. I will throw Buddy Christ at your face.
It fucking stinks.
You enjoy that.
Next time you have to fart, walk over there.
Oh, fuck, dude. It hit me.
If that comes over here, I will... Fuck your shit up.
I almost want to, like, start this bowl just to get that smell
Hold
out
on. Okay, so...
Fuck.
Yeah, we did that, and the... Jesus Christ! What do you eat? No one can hear you. That was a rhetorical question.
He ate Taco Bell earlier,
Holy
that's why.
Fuck.
It's the beef fucking
breathe.
Burrito. It smells, yeah, it's very bad.
A moment of silence
Hold
for the
on.
Brain cells in my head that are dying.
My eyes are watering.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll just tell my farts to stay tucked away for a while.
I would rather smell her bloody fucking twat than that.
It doesn't
that
sound
is...
like you have much of a choice on either one of them.
No, I don't. At least one of them sucks my dick on the other end. Yours is just gross. So, yeah, we got up on stage, and yeah, the whole thing of it was... We were complaining that we went to Nice Guy Eddie's, and it's this divey-looking bar, and we have dive bars here, and that's great. Our dive bars here aren't, you know, $51 for three cheeseburgers.
Right, you get, like, three cheeseburgers for $10.
That would have been fine. When I saw the price, I was like, okay, I assumed it was a cheeseburger.
Like a big, fatty
not
burger.
Not half of a little fucking Wendy's Burger Buddy thing.
Yeah,
like
a 99-cent cheeseburger at Wendy's. That's not what I expected.
It was so on the spot, I didn't have a chance to, like, say what I wanted to say. I was
not,
so in awe that I'm like on the Keith and the Girl show. I was like, holy fucking shit. So what I wanted to say was, yeah, we did look at the menu And we assumed, which we probably shouldn't have done because it is New York, but we thought that it would be a little bigger.
Yeah,
than
maybe
that.
A little.
And, you know, we didn't know that. I didn't even look at how much drinks were, that the ginger ales were fucking $4 or $5 each.
At least they gave us a
and
pitcher.
That's fine. And I knew the fucking hotel room was expensive, but that was the whole thing. We are in Montana. You guys are in New York. We never get a chance to go see these things.
And plus, it took them forever to even bring the food out. You think for that much money, it'd
well,
hurry the
yeah,
fuck up.
She was new there, and they were really busy.
Not the lady we had that gave us our food. The other one was.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, everyone's paying, like, fucking $10 for a shot.
One
like
shot.
$8 for beers. And they're
fuck.
Getting fucking wasted.
And they have
we're
a tab
like,
open.
Holy shit.
There's,
dude.
Like, 12 of them just getting
yeah,
drunk.
So, but, no, New York is a fucking dump, and I
oh,
never
yeah.
want to live there. But it was fun to go see it. Like,
they had a lot of shit to do, so it was okay.
Yeah, yeah, and, I mean, they have just trash piled up on the streets, and coming from here, we don't see that. Even in L.A., you don't see that. They use these things called trash cans.
Right, well,
and
even in L.A., at least it's only in certain spots. It's not just everywhere.
Yeah, so it was just, I don't know, shit in the elevator, in the subway, and I guess maybe we should have looked into it more, and we should have definitely brought way more money, but
right.
it was something...
How much money did you have left by the time we paid for hotel? Cause
I actually had negative. Oh, like, went on our way there?
Yeah.
Like, a couple $100.
That sucks.
And that fucking... Oh, that bitch at the office.
Seriously.
Like, 2 weeks before we go, I don't even know if I explained this before, but 2 weeks before we go, it was a Friday, and she's like, hey, let's go get donuts, because, you know, sometimes on Fridays we get donuts.
Right.
And I was talking to her about how, you know, we're going on this trip, and money's, like, really tight, and she's like, you know, if you need to borrow a couple $100 or $100, let me know. And I'm like, is that going to be cool with your boyfriend? She's like, oh, it's my money, don't worry about it.
It's like, oh,
and I'm
sweet.
Like, cool. So, you know, the closer it got... It got to be, like, the day before we leave, my last day at work. And I'm mm-hmm. like, so these mics we're renting are $160. Can you cover that? And she's like, oh, I don't know. I got to ask my boyfriend, my fiancé.
It's like, wait, what?
Like, all of a sudden, and then I feel like an asshole because I'm bugging her. Like, have
yeah.
you called him yet? Because I kind of really need this money that you offered to lend me in the first place.
Right.
So, yeah, don't be a bitch is what that boils God. Down to.
How are you liking work now that you're back?
I'm ignoring everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Just don't even
the
talk
water
to
room
people.
Is a mess. I had work orders
just because you were gone for a week?
Yeah, I guess.
They destroyed it?
Yeah, pretty much.
I
they
can't
just didn't, they just didn't clean it.
I can't wait to see what Anna's is like.
Oh,
did
I'm
you
really,
go there?
Yeah. It's
how
great.
Was it? Was it
fantastic.
Okay? Was it clean still?
Yeah. It's
my
still
kitchen
there.
Was
okay.
a mess too, dude. They've been messing up stuff since I've been gone. I guess my boss, he told me this morning, he's like, dude, while you were gone, I went ape shit on these night guys. I'm like,
really?
What are you talking about? He's like, one of the guys, I guess, came to him and said, you expect us to do all this cleaning stuff at night. You got to expect that we're going to forget something. We're going to forget something every time because you expect so much of us. He's like, dude, we've been doing this the same way since we opened. If there was a better, easier way to do it, then we would have done it by now. We do it this way and don't forget shit. You're just an idiot. And yeah, it's been amazing. So
that's what happens when you've been gone for a week.
Yeah, so
everything falls apart.
How does that feel for you? That you're just the glue that holds people together.
It kind of sucks.
Makes me wish I got paid more money.
Right.
Yeah, I know, huh?
It's cool. I get to drive a truck and all that shit. So
yeah.
It's fine.
Like today, I get in and my first day back and two guys call off and I'm stuck there by myself, do a solo open and get my ass handed to me all day. And you know what? I had a lot of fun doing it because I got to go back and do what I fucking wanted without somebody else there. So it's kind of, I'm going to kill you, Matt.
What?
I don't even have to see you.
That's so awesome. She just looks at me and she's like, I'm gonna kill you.
Quit laughing and looking at me then, dipshit.
He doesn't even have to look at you. He looks at me and gives me this look like he's doing something.
Balls deep weeded the way you like it.
Yeah,
I
so
do like
after,
it that way.
After the live show, like, we got up there and it was cool. And then, you know, he brought Newsy up there and his little white gay
his
boyfriend.
Boy
and he
toy
tore
thing.
Them up. And,
yeah.
Like, it was all in fun. We had a great time. I totally was not expecting that. Like, we weren't almost not going to even go to the live show.
I know.
Show.
We just, then, it was kind of right after the Upright Citizens Brigade, we're like, well, let's go to it.
Well, no. before that.
Oh,
I wasn't,
wait, yeah, we did
we weren't
decide
go
before that.
Because it was $20.
Right.
And then at the last minute, I knew we were starting to run out of cash a lot. The last minute, Hemda posted that everyone with the tattoo gets in for free.
Right.
So it was cool because people that went to see the play had to pay like $18 or $20.
And then another 20 for that.
It was
live
the
show.
Same venue.
Yeah.
So you had to leave the play and then walk back in and pay another $20
same room.
To see the Keith and the Girl live
yeah.
show. And yeah,
like,
we
cool.
I wanted to, but we didn't have enough money. And then she posted that, and MDS bought our tickets to the Upright Citizens Brigade. So we're like, yeah, let's totally do this. And I was expecting to just sit there and hang out and watch the show.
Yeah.
You've never seen them do a live show before. I saw it on the cruise before.
Although I just want to say right now, I'm glad we went because that was fucking awesome.
It was amazing.
They're
totally.
So
but
funny.
I was not expecting them to be like, where's Matt from the Jam Hole?
Right.
Why don't you come
fuck.
On up here? I was like, what? No, I don't want to come on
and then
up there.
It was kind of, you brought me into it.
Well, yeah, because
you're like, I don't want to be up here alone.
How did you not know the room was $1,300 and it was a shithole?
You did
and I'm
know,
like,
though.
I left that up to you and David. Well, the pictures on the room's website
right.
didn't show.
You're in it just as much as us.
They showed the double with the two beds,
yeah.
not the fucking single that we're in. Yes,
right.
caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Please say something.
He's not going to.
It's unknown.
Man, I am light 420.
Hey!
What's going on?
What's up?
How you doing?
I see
I'm
you, all right.
So what's this show about, really?
Well, this show is a comedy podcast. We do it 3 days a week. If you go to thejamhole.com, you can look at the, what's it called, About Us.
Right.
And, yeah, we pretty much just talk shit about stuff.
Just don't listen to Ep 80, 181 and 180.
Right. That was from when we were in New York with this other podcast. But if you read through that stuff and email us, and we'll talk about it off air because we're doing the show right now.
All right. Cool.
All right. But, hey, it's good to have you on board. All right, holla back. Okay.
Nice.
Hey, if you would have done that to Keith and the girl, like called in and been like, what's this show about?
Dude, what do you guys do?
Oh, man.
They would have just ripped your
we're
ass
nice,
open.
Because we're in Montana. They live in New York.
Right. They're mean there. We're nice here.
Yeah, so, yeah, we did that, and then we walked to the after show, which was at Arlene's Grocery. And a
it
lot
was
of,
only like 3 blocks
yeah,
away.
A lot of these events, you had to be 21 to get in. David was not 21, and you are not 21.
Right.
So
bitches.
We chanced it to try to and get in. And a couple places we did, but a couple we didn't. So Viola Chick was with us. She wasn't 18, or she wasn't 21. So we went there, and the people that weren't 21, which was pretty much just her, were like, let's just go and walk around and sticker shit. So
and we did do that.
We did that. They, MDS and Viola Chick were wasted, and I will edit
MDS
that video.
Especially.
Holy shit.
Fuck, man.
And that will be up on jamhole.com/YouTube. It is a fantastic video. We got video of us just being baked cookies, doing dumb
yeah.
Thanks to me.
baked yeah. cookies.
Oh, man. We got so much great footage. I'm not even looking forward to...
There's some awesome footage of you drunk
Viola
as
Chick
fuck,
says,
too.
Viola Chick says, I so wasn't wasted. I was tipsy. You were pretty drunk.
I think the night before that,
MDS
I was really
was
drunk.
Wasted.
MDS was wasted,
yeah,
but you were
was.
Pretty drunk because you guys were just arguing back and forth. And it was totally awesome and fun. So...
Super fuck you for Viola Chick.
I'm sorry. I wasn't
Jesus.
The one arguing in our hotel room.
I know.
Right?
It was all fun, though. It was great. See, she was about to kill him.
I'm glad we got that on footage,
yeah,
too.
So then on Saturday, we had tickets. We bought them for Webster Hall to see Richard Cheese play.
Right.
And that was awesome.
That was
on
great.
Par with the Keith and the Girl live show and
yeah.
the stand-up.
It
was
so funny.
It was way
and it
longer,
was...
and it was just fucking awesome.
It was worth standing there for, like, what, 2 hours?
That show was
that.
Like 3.5 hours long.
Yeah, we
yeah.
stood there the
That's,
whole time, dude.
It's because his songs are only like a minute and a half, 2 minutes long at the
yeah.
most.
And, then
and he was telling jokes
yeah.
in between
yeah.
them.
It was so awesome.
Like, I've never seen him in concert. I have all his albums, and I listen to
yeah.
him, and it's not like that
I
on
had
the album.
No
it's,
idea it would be like
it's
that.
It's a little bit, but it's not like he was going out into the crowd,
uh-huh.
and
yeah.
he came up to Danny and, like, put his arm around her and
grabbed
was like,
her hips.
Where are you from, baby? And
she's
was,
like... Casper Montana.
Montana. And who's this? Matt? Mary?
Mary? Matt, yeah, yeah, Mary. Yeah, it's Mary.
Go, whatever.
He's like, well, that's how they do it in Montana.
Yeah.
So right. And Mary.
We got video of him performing a few of our favorite songs.
So he must have been like, that's fucked up. The chick has a dude's name.
Right, because she didn't say her name. No, she's like, Danny.
And Mary.
Weird.
Yeah,
dude.
And the dude's name is Mary. That's
you guys
backwards.
Are fucked
it was
up.
Great, though. He started singing next to me and stuff. I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, he was singing as he was going through the crowd and shit. Yeah. It was so awesome.
He had his arm around me and shit. I even had the backpack on. He slid his hand right through there. He's like,
sure.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, and it was a huge crowd, and this gave us the chance to sticker people. Like, we didn't do any of that in the city or anything.
And everyone's all up close touching each other anyway, so they don't notice.
So I'm like, watch
sticker.
This. I bet I can just, like, bub into somebody and have a sticker on him. And I got one on the dude in front of me, and then she got one on this chick's purse.
And then who got the one on the chick's
purse?
Well,
no, at the end of the night, there was a dude and a chick standing in front of us.
And
the
dude
looked at the guy in front that I had put the sticker on, rips it off of the guy, and slaps it on his chick's ass.
Yeah.
So at the end of the night, there was this chick with a sticker on her ass, and then this other chick with it still on her purse. And then we stickered everything from there
and
back.
And that chick was wearing some, like, super short dress like her ass was almost sticking out of.
And we stickered everything to where, if we got lost, we could follow jam hole stickers back to where we started.
Seriously, we could.
And then start again. Yeah, like, I'm not even joking.
Not at all.
Every block. And I tried to film it, like, I was walking in back of all of them, and they're stickering left and right.
Well, there's like four of us doing it.
We,
nonstop.
I think, by the end of the time we were there, we got like three or four cop cars. We got fucking
everything.
Like,
some taxis.
Yeah, I'm out back there with the camera. Like, there's one. It's just a blur of me going back and forth.
Autofocus can't keep up.
It was so quick. It was awesome. And then that was the next day, Sunday. We pretty much ran out of money, and that's where
that
you
was
might
my
have
birthday that we ran out of money.
Right, but we did. David had some cash left over, I guess. So
somehow
we went and got her the things. Excuse me.
You all right?
That yes, I'm good.
You
that,
cool, dude?
Yeah, I'm good. That she had been missing, Rockstar. She didn't have. We didn't have at
fucking
all.
Fucking Slurpee.
Slurpee. She'd been wanting.
Uh huh.
Some ice cream. So we go and we stick the candles in the cupcakes and
right.
got
of course,
the rock
the classic
star.
Candle in the cupcake.
Oh, it was a hostess cupcake.
Yes,
thing
they
too.
Were the
we got all that shit on video, so you guys can watch that shit. I'll try and get it as much of it edited as I can tomorrow. But yeah, then that's when on thejamhole.com/Twitter, if you follow us, you started to see that, like, I'm fucking hungry, I'm pissed, I hate everyone I'm with right now because I get cranky when I'm hungry, I hate the fact that I can't eat.
That and we're all just cranky,
at each other's throats.
And you gotta understand, the room we were in, all four of us,
was like as big as this right
here. It was as big as our mudroom.
Yeah.
It was so small. Like, you could not, it had a little love seat in it that folded out to a bed.
Right.
But there was a coffee table there, and if you moved the coffee table, Braden had no place to sleep. So it was so cramped, and we were just kind of at each other's throats by the last day. So we put in all the money we need to get our cab back to the airport, our $15 each for the bags that we had to bring with us.
Of course.
Fuck us again.
Because we needed clothes.
What else do we have money for?
To get the car out.
And to get the car out. $50 for that, which
actually
would have been Monday.
$171.
Which would have been Monday to Monday. So we got all that, and we had, you know, like $25 left to eat and shit. Thank you for farting outside this
time. I appreciate that, actually.
Shut the door, please.
If fate follows you, I'm killing you.
No one can hear you. Fantastic.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, no one heard that. Great.
Cool.
So, if you're going to talk, you got to talk into his mic.
Lean over here.
Right.
Push me away.
So, it comes time. It's Monday. The last night, Sunday night, like, I was just pissed. I was like, you know what? Fuck Braden. Fuck David. I'm going to fuck Danny in this room. I'm not going in the bathroom. I'm done being polite. I'm mad because I know David probably still has money, but he's saving it for himself or for tickets that he needs to get.
That wasn't his money, though.
Yes, caller. You're live on the jam hole. Holla.
Okay,
hello?
Go fuck yourself.
When you use
a
phone.
Same dude?
Okay, listen to me. Everyone, listen to me right now. When you use a phone and you call somebody, you have to talk.
No,
I
this
can't
dude,
read your mind.
He's doing it on purpose to fuck with us.
Well, then I'll just turn out. It's the same fucking...
Same
oh, no,
number.
This is a different number. You guys want this one?
Really?
Same
call,
area
no,
code.
No, call it back first.
415-609-1371.
Okay, now call it back.
Okay. I'm not going to call it back.
I want to hear him say hello and then hang up.
Call it and say, hey, this is Matt.
I hate you guys.
Come on.
I'm calling it.
So, like, hey, I got this call. Beep, boop, 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 boop,
boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. No, it's the 56K dial tone.
Oh, great. Get her.
Hello?
Hi, you're live on the jam hole. What's up?
I think I have the wrong number.
No, you called us while we're doing a show and you didn't say anything. All right, guys. 415-609-1371. Enjoy.
I'd really appreciate it if at least three of you called this
right.
number.
I would really
Please.
Appreciate
Seriously.
That. I don't give a fuck about the last
do
one.
Do us a solid.
But to do that and then be like, oh, I think you got the wrong number.
Fuck right. yourself.
I must have, because I did just hit redial. You
yeah.
fucking faggot.
Right.
Okay. So, where was I? Oh, right. So I'm totally done being polite. Like, I'm sick of cramming her face up against this bathroom we're in trying to have sex. I'm like, fuck it. We're just going to do it right here, right now. And all we hear is them laughing.
The whole time.
Blankets are up, and I'm like...
I was playing my DS.
He was playing your DS. David was sitting there trying to watch a movie with headphones on, and we're
yeah.
just going at it, like, on the bed and shit. I jump up naked, and I'm, like, running around the fucking hotel room.
You're, like, walking over Braden, buck-ass naked.
I couldn't see it, though. I had the blanket over my head the
He
whole
got
time.
In the window, crouched... Standing on the ledge in the window with
naked.
His dick in his hand, looking at construction workers like, hell, man.
Yeah. Oh, it was so much fun. So, yeah, then Monday morning is when we're supposed to leave. So
supposed to.
We get our shuttle back to the airport. Here's $71. Fucking
well,
fuck our assholes.
Actually, we weren't even leaving Monday morning. We were leaving Monday at 5, but we had to go to
right,
the airport at like 11.
Because checkout time's 11.
Right.
So we're
us.
Like, whatever. We'll just run around the airport. Doesn't matter. So we get to the airport, and we're hanging out, and it's like 4 o'clock, and all of a sudden, the thing is like, your flight is delayed.
Oh.
And we're like, oh.
And then
we're
it's
totally
like,
broke.
Yeah.
We're totally, we have just enough money to get the car out.
We're completely
when we get back. We
fed
are,
up with this place.
We're broke, we're
so
pissed,
done.
We're done with this, we
so
just want to go home. That's it. That's all we fucking
that's,
wanted.
That's the only thing
so
on my mind.
So they're like, it's delayed, but you'll still have enough time, because we had to go from Newark to Salt Lake City,
right.
from Salt Lake City to Missoula. To Missoula, we get our car for $50, and then we drive home, 120 miles. So they're like, it's fine, you'll still have enough time to make your connecting flight. And then all of a sudden, boom, your flight is delayed another hour.
Right.
Now, you are not so fine to
and
make
then,
your connecting flight.
And
they
then it
called,
delays another hour
They
after
called,
that.
You're getting ahead of things. They called and left a message for David saying,
no,
we changed your flight.
No, hold on, they didn't even leave a message.
They
called,
talked to his sister.
No, they called, Delta called the house, like, hi, this is Delta, and then his sister hangs up.
Right, because she didn't think it was important. They called
yeah.
my mom's house, because she booked all our tickets.
Right.
My mom's in California.
So no one answered.
So no one answered there. David's sister calls and was like, I just got a phone call from Delta, but I didn't think it was important, so I just hung up on
it's
them.
Like,
I,
oh,
thought they were, I thought they were trying to sell me something. So he calls them
ticket.
Back, and they had already rerouted him to Minneapolis, and then from there to Missoula.
Right.
So,
but they didn't tell
they didn't,
us.
Not us, because he was on a different ticket than
yeah.
us, because we got our three, he got his. So I call up, and they're like, okay, we'll fucking fuck with a bunch of shit. Now we're all going to Minneapolis. And then from there to Missoula, from Missoula, get the car $50 back home. Now, that flight is delayed an hour.
Of course.
Of course. Which is fine. We still have time to make it.
Right.
And now it's delayed another hour.
Again.
She's like, you know, we get in at like 6:04 and our flight to Missoula leaves at 6 o'clock. She's like, if you run, you can make it. If you hurry up, you can probably still make it.
Do you have any
idea how
big that is?
It gets delayed another hour! It got delayed 3 fucking hours. Now we're totally fucked. We can either stay in Newark... Or we can go to fucking Minneapolis and stay there.
Yeah.
Our luggage, well, your guys' luggage,
right.
is God knows where.
In Salt Lake.
All I have is the mixer in my suitcase and a bunch of fucking socks and some jam hole shirts.
Right.
And then we had all our backpacks and stuff. So we get on the plane there, and we end up having to either sleep in the fucking airport or call my mom and be like, Hey, mommy.
I love you.
Mommy. I know you just bought us all these plane tickets and stuff, and we owe you lots and lots of money. But we're stuck in Minneapolis now.
Yeah.
And mommy's like, hey, I got this. You know why? Because I love you.
You know what? She had us a hotel in Minneapolis before we even left New York.
Before we left!
Yeah.
And then, well, what? You know what?
It was
nicer than the shithole we stayed in.
And cheaper.
Oh, Josh from Alaska says, check your email, Matt. Tits are sent, and there's a bonus.
What?
I will check that after the show. Don't check my email, Braden.
Dude, it's Braden? I get it.
Braden,
I intercept it to my email.
Oh, my God.
And you deleted the feedback. Thanks, asshole.
Of course I did. Okay. You read it already. We don't need that.
So, yeah, and that was cool. And I'm like, Mommy.
Mom.
I love you, Mom. We have absolutely no money for food, and we're fucking hungry.
So while you're at getting us a hotel,
I'm looking at Braden. He's turning into a little hot dog. He's looking at me, and I'm turning into a turkey. Like, we're about ready to fucking stab each other and eat. So she's like, I got this. Just put it on your fucking,
put it on
room
my tab.
Service.
Yeah.
And put it on your tab.
Yeah, because we have one at this place.
I'm like, Mommy! I love you, Mommy.
We all love you.
We only set aside $50 because we were going to get to Missoula Monday.
Night. Right.
To get the car out.
Which
now we're not
$50.
There till Tuesday.
So now it's like
afternoon.
70.
So now it's $70.
Cool.
Mommy. And then
you
we spent
pay for
money.
That too?
Yeah, can you get our car out also? And she did. And thank you very much. So the jamhole.com/donate. We owe lots of people lots of money.
Hmm.
My mom included.
Yeah, especially her. I owe my brother a bunch of money, too.
I know! And that's why we were so pissed between that and just the disgustingness of it.
Yeah.
And everyone's walking around New York pissed, and we're like, why is everyone pissed? This is New York City.
I know why.
Everybody I talk to that I deliver to, I'm like, oh, this is Jesse. He's going to be delivering for me while I'm gone. They're like, where are you going? I'm like, New York City. They're
it's so beautiful
it's
there.
It's such a beautiful place. You are going to have such a good time. Nobody was like, oh, my God, it's a shithole.
Wait,
oh, my God.
Did you go to the real New York City?
It's expensive as fuck.
Yeah, no one told us that.
No. All they said was, oh, it's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe such a great time.
Maybe they were talking about it was beautiful when the planes were crashing in the towers and New Yorkers were dying.
Hey, that's not very nice. That's not cool.
No?
Yeah, but you can go ahead and ding the bell, though.
All right. No, but it was just, we had a good time, and it was just, we knew we were very irresponsible.
Shazam says you forgot that it's a city. That's the only city like that.
Is it, though?
There's no other
LA
city
is not
that
like
gross.
That.
Not that bad.
Not that bad.
Florida's not like that. Florida's not like that.
Denver's not like that.
I went to Denver
Orlando's
like 4 years
like
ago.
Tampa, Sarasota, Brandon.
I have an idea. Everyone talk at the same time.
Yeah. I love this lag.
I love how
what
we
you
just
saying?
Completely stop. I don't even know. Everyone else is talking.
I love how blank.
I don't know. I forget.
You're an asshole.
It's worthless now.
But yeah, all the big cities. Like, I used to work for Alma. I lived in Las Vegas. I lived in Dallas. I lived in Austin. Like, all these places. Orlando. Fucking Seattle. Thank you for farting outside.
Stay out there.
None of those places, maybe they don't have
Shazam
as many.
Shazam says, do not go to Chicago, Atlanta, Seattle, or San Francisco. I've been to Chicago, Seattle, and San Francisco, they're not anything like that.
I've been
that.
To Atlanta, and it's not nearly as bad.
No, they're not.
I saw the movie ATL, and it didn't look nearly as bad.
No, I mean, in some parts in the ghetto, it was pretty rough.
In the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
But it was just, I don't know. And we every morning, like, we would wake up, and within the first 10 minutes of being awake, you people can't live together and go more than 5 minutes without stabbing somebody, without setting something on fire.
Or honking your horn.
Or honking your fucking... Oh,
seriously.
My God! They use their horn like it's a fucking turn signal there. It is so annoying.
And their brakes. And their gas pedal. Just always.
It is so fucking...
What was
maybe, maybe their horn is hooked up to their brake and their gas.
Right.
I don't know.
I
didn't drive while I was there.
What was your favorite noise you made the entire time we were there?
Beep, burp,
burp, burp, burp, burp. And this horn. And our taxi driver, or our shuttle driver, did it on the way to the airport.
Yeah, a bunch.
He's like,
we're sitting in traffic.
Stuck. And not
we're
moving.
Stuck. Nobody can go anywhere. It's not like, oh, I'm rolling a cigarette or I'm texting and the light's green and I'm not going because I'm texting. There's
no, they can't.
A line of fucking cars, three wide, 20 fucking deep, and he's just honking his horn like a fucking asshole.
Every time the light went green and no one was moving.
I don't know. Maybe his horn was magical.
I don't know.
It could fix traffic jams?
Apparently not, because we sat at the same green light like three different times and watched it change and we didn't move.
It took us 2 hours to go 12 miles.
And then once we got out of town, it took us 5 minutes.
I can bike 12 miles in like half an hour. It was so frustrating. And it's I'm sitting in front like texting them in the back. I'm like, what a fucking asshole. You're just sitting there honking your horn. You're, like, cutting over because that lane tries to go, cutting people off. You're, like, running people off the fucking road.
Shazam, we were not freaked out by New York.
No,
we
not at all.
Like, it's I could totally handle it. It wasn't that big of a thing. It just was stupid.
It's not a place I would want to put up with.
No.
Like, why would you want to deal with that every day? Like, we saw people... Everybody we saw there, you could tell who lived there because they were walking around just pissed.
Mm-hmm.
They had this angry fucking look on their face. And after being there like 3 or 4 days riding the fucking subway, listening to horns honk all the fucking time.
Smelling piss and
smelling
shit everywhere.
Shit everywhere.
Seriously.
Like, I understand why you're mad, and now I totally see why you can't go more than 5 minutes without shooting or
stabbing
someone. I can't
forgive you for not being able to speak English, though.
Lighting shit on fire. Nobody speaks fucking English there. You cram your fucking bodegas with so much fucking stuff. Like, you can't walk in there this way. You have to turn sideways and fucking crab walk to get through the fucking aisles there. It
Times
is so...
Square was the worst.
Oh my
too.
God.
Shoulder it's... to shoulder, just cramped.
Why would you want to put up with that?
I don't know.
I understand what Keith said. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Right.
Why would I want to pay $2,200 a month for a place that's as big as a jail cell when I have a 2-bedroom fucking apartment for like $400 a month?
That's bigger.
And I have everything I need here. I have my internet. I have high-speed everything. I have faster internet than the fucking hotel did.
Yeah. Way faster.
I don't understand.
Do they not even have cable there? Everywhere had DSL.
It's all DSL.
It's fucking
shit.
Stupid.
It's the slowest DSL you can fucking buy.
Ever.
It's so sad. We couldn't even do a live show there on live video. Granted, that might have been live video fucking up. Maybe.
Right.
Is live video headquartered in New York?
Probably.
Now I understand.
It's their shitty DSL.
But no, we had a great time. It's just, like I said, we knew we didn't have enough money for this. We didn't realize that we knew it was going to be expensive. We didn't know it was going to be that expensive.
Right.
Like,
and
we
it
knew-
wasn't even like just one thing. It was like everything was expensive. The place smelled like shit.
Yeah,
we were in a jail cell hotel.
It was all that.
Like,
just
all
piled
that stuff.
Getting
we couldn't even
up.
Sleep.
There's
yeah.
construction everywhere.
Always.
Getting woken up by horns.
A jackhammer.
Oh, my God. It's like they're just tearing up parts of the city and, like, laying them down again.
Seriously.
And I've been doing it good.
Every morning, I woke up to sirens like, fire trucks. I didn't hear it after I woke up. That's what made me wake up.
That's when you said that. That many people living together, you can't go more than a few minutes without shooting somebody.
Right.
Because
that
you're
is
so
when
pissed.
I
totally understand.
It's fucking crazy.
But it was well worth it. And
it was.
Now,
it was a good time.
I didn't pay my internet bill, so if we stop doing live shows, you'll know why, because they shut off my internet.
We'll be back at the office.
I didn't pay my cell phone bill, so I would have a little bit of extra money, which did us fuck all good. I get to work today, and I check my email on my phone, and I have a thing from my bank.
Oh.
And it's like, hey, buddy, guess what?
What?
And I'm like, what, bank? What could this possibly be? Oh, you actually had insufficient funds?
Oh, of course I do.
Of course I do. And no, I didn't, because I checked and I had 79 cents plus
Boom.
Sign
Boom.
79 cents. Positive
that,
money.
That is money.
That's positive money.
It's very little money, but it's still a plus.
Last night when I went to bed, I had plus sign 79 cents.
Uh-huh.
Plus 0.79.
And then you woke up the next day?
Negative $36.
What?
What? That's
where
what
did
I said.
That go?
Why do I now have negative money? I
Someone
didn't...
stole a dollar.
I didn't buy nothing.
For a dollar, no less. What the fuck are you going to buy for a buck?
I don't know.
Nothing
in New York.
Nothing
so
here either.
I go to my bank and I'm like, I had plus sign money and now I have negative sign money. And a lot of it. What the fuck? And they're like, oh.
Oh, so that'll be that and plus another $30.
It looks like here somebody charged $2 to your account.
Huh.
And so I didn't have $2 in there. And I know I was keeping good track of that shit. I have text message I can send to my bank and it gives me the balance. And I was keeping good track of that. And I knew exactly I had 79 cents. And that's when I quit using the card. And all of a sudden there's negative 36 something. And I go in there and they're like, oh, this pizza place that we ate at quite a bit charged you $6 here. So then you had 79 cents plus sign monies.
Mm-hmm.
And then that same day, they charged you $2.
For what?
I don't know.
They fucked us.
They fucked us.
Thanks.
I was nice to that place. They gave us free garlic knots.
Yeah, because the owner liked us.
I was going to make him a website for his menu just because he was a cool guy.
Yeah.
He gave us free drinks and shit.
I know. It was awesome.
It was that one night we went there and he wasn't working there.
Yep, and they fucked us.
I didn't tip him because I knew all I had was $6 and you're just making food. Like, I tipped him when I had the money. To just make the food, because when we work at Anna's, you know, people tip you when you're just making their food and stuff. And I didn't the last time, and I guess he took out $2 because he felt he did a really good job. And all of a sudden now I have negative $36. And every day that I have negative $36, they take out negative $5 more.
Of course.
So tomorrow I'm going to have negative $41. And then you know what? The day after that?
Yeah, what?
I'm going to have negative $46.
Of course.
You know what? The day after that?
Negative $71.
No, the day after that's Saturday. Banks are closed Saturday.
Oh, does it count?
Or Sunday. No, but Monday, I'm going to have negative fucking $60-something dollars.
Yes.
And they're going to keep taking money out of my no money, giving me negative money, until I get positive money to bring it up above zero.
That's kind of hard to do when they keep charging you.
I know!
How am I supposed to pay you back when you keep making me owe you more?
I can't go in there and go to, like, McDonald's or go buy cigarettes and be like, well, I have negative money. Do you guys accept negative money here?
Right.
No? Oh, do you know a place that does?
No, only positive money.
The check cashing place. They accept negative money.
Right.
Like, I'm so fucked, and I didn't even do it. So I go and talk to the bank. I'm like, what can I do? And they're like, do you have the receipt? I'm like, no, I don't have the fucking receipt.
They don't give receipts in New York.
I had no room. I couldn't even bring clothes because of the fucking mixer and the luggage they wanted me to pay money for.
Babe, you brought more clothes than I did, and you never wore them.
I brought socks. I wore the same pants all week.
You brought more shirts than I did.
He brought, like, a Manson shirt.
I brought Jesus shirts.
No, you brought that blue shirt. You brought your Jesus shirt. You brought fucking...
I didn't wear them. I wore the Jesus shirt and the Jam Hole shirt.
But technically, you brought more clothes than me and didn't wear them.
The same pair of jeans the whole time I was there. And I was comfy as
fuck.
And your crotch smelled like asshole.
When we got back... Acelord says, Matt has no money. Oh my God. No! I have less than no money, bro.
He has negative money.
I have negative money. Unbelievable. And they're going to just keep doing that until I get it up. And I don't get paid till Saturday if I make tips. If people tip me positive money and not negative money doing.
50 cents, you got
cool.
that right?
Cool, hey, put that towards my negative fucking $80,
right,
please.
Why not?
I'm going to pay my rent with negative money.
Yeah, negative $450.
I know, and then maybe I'll have plus money.
No, I don't think it works like that.
No, it doesn't.
No,
so,
it just goes down.
Now, if you guys were thinking, I know we have quite a few listeners now, not all of you have bought shirts. If you guys were thinking of buying shirts, I seriously need at least $45 by, like, tomorrow morning. Because then, on Friday's show, you're going to hear me say I need at least $57. And then Monday's show, I'm going to need like $61.
Yeah, so the sooner the better.
The sooner you guys can go to thejamhole.com/donate, I will throw in a fat stack of fucking stickers. Also, I'm going to just open it up right now. We will take pre-order sales for this fucking hip-hop album I made. $5 for... a download copy, so right. I don't have to send it. $10 if you actually want a CD sent to you, because then PayPal takes their plus sign money.
And then you gotta send
it. And then shipping takes their plus sign. Right. I can't ship it with negative money, can I?
No.
So please help me get out of negative debt that fucker for $2!
Was that really that necessary? What are you gonna use that $2 for?
Nothing in New York? Like, seriously. Maybe he'll turn it into pesos and send it to his fucking family.
Maybe.
I don't fucking know. But it totally fucked me. And I was keeping... Usually, I'm not very good at keeping track of that shit. But I've had overdrawn shit and negative money lots of times. And I've learned my lesson. So I keep good track of that shit. And then someone's like, oh, I'm going to tip myself plus sign $2. And the bank's like, oh, well, we had to pay for that out of our own money. I'm like, cool. So you paid him $2 and then you fucked me for 36? Like, how does that work, you fucking assholes? Wells Fargo, you fucking cunts.
Jesus.
So, yeah, thejamhole.com/donate. I need some plus sign monies, please.
That's just what you need, too, after all the airliner
and
bullshit.
If you guys get me out of debt, like, by Friday's show, everyone that donated money, I will send you a glossy photo of her boobies. I'm not even kidding. I'm serious. I need to get this plus sign. I can't even ask my mom, because she would probably spot me the cash just so they don't keep banging me $5 every
day.
But
she's already given so much.
Well, no, then she's in California.
Oh,
and
right.
Yeah, like, there's so effed in the A. So, yeah, help a brother out. TheJamhole.com's like,
if you want us to still have internet here so we can do the show.
Well, no, that's not even paying the internet
I know,
bill.
But this'll help.
Well, that'll help so when I get paid on Saturday, right. If I make tips and shit, I can maybe pay the internet.
Yeah, or your
and
phone.
And then I'll pay my phone bill.
Right.
Oh, fuck. We effed ourselves on this trip, but it was very fun, yeah, and it was very worth it. Richard Cheese was awesome. We got tons of pictures.
I mean, even though we didn't have money, it was a one-time chance we had to go
do this. He does it every year on his birthday, but, like...
But then we also had
time.
Richard Cheese and all
yeah,
the other shit.
And that
to
was
do.
The
and
last
it was her birthday coming.
Her birthday. That was the last time Richard Cheese is touring with his show.
Unless that's a joke, then fuck us. For
I don't. I think he sold out a bunch of his fucking shows.
That show for sure did.
Yeah, it did. I was looking at the events on his site, on Richard Cheese's site, and they're selling out everything. I think he did that on purpose. He's like, this is our last show, your last chance to see Richard
right.
Cheese.
We're
so
Lounge
Against
get
the
tickets.
Machine. You better fucking do it. And he sold out fucking everything.
MDS says, I saw them live. That glossy will be worth $50 easy.
He did see her boobies live. So he help me get out of negative monies. Please? And thanks for the shirt, Keith.
Yeah, that's a sweet
shirt. What do we do now, guys?
What do we do now?
Negative $5 every day. What do we do
he
now?
Ain't asking the right person.
I even use that, and they're like, we can't do anything. You need to pay us the negative monies until you're at zero. And I'm like, cool. Thanks, you fucking assholes.
Awesome. Jesus, are you ready for some fuck our lives?
No! Or wait, what?
This whole hour has been a fuck our lives,
yeah,
okay?
Oh, yeah, that was it.
Yeah, this whole last week was a fuck our lives.
Yeah,
fuck our wallet, basically.
Oh, real quick, while we were there, stand up.
I'm standing.
You got that couch?
Our couch is sucking us into the fucking negative money land. Great. But yeah, while we were there,
you might find some money in that couch.
26 sent us in a story, and we didn't really have a chance to read it while we were there. But now, after riding on all these planes and shit, this is really, like, is pertinent to what we just experienced.
In New York?
Yeah, well, no, just flying in general.
Oh,
like
flying.
Just, and the airlines, like, if it's due to weather, we don't give you hotel vouchers.
Right.
If it's mechanical, they do.
I like how David got stuck next to a fail whale every time
fat
on the plane.
People, and I was in back
and
of them.
And they stink.
I didn't even notice it. I just looked up, and the seats on the plane were rocking like that. And I'm like, damn,
when we're taking off,
what's
like,
going on?
That fucker's going to break.
Oh, my
any
God.
Second. I got lucky every time. I was either sitting next to you or some chick.
So this is off of the United Airlines website. Fuck them and fuck Delta we're at it. Passengers requiring extra space.
Huh. That reminds me of when David was telling me about how he had half a seat because the dude next to him was taking up his also.
By the
and he was even
whale.
Sitting in his seat when he was getting on the plane.
That fucking sucks.
He had to make a move.
Dude. Like,
yeah.
And you're like constantly doing this shit, like trying to elbow fight and they're like not moving because they don't feel it because it's just bruh. Like, you should not be flying at all. Passengers requiring extra space for the comfort and well-being of all customers aboard United flights. We have aligned with other major airline seating policies relating to passengers who are unable to fit into a single seat in the ticketed cabin.
Right.
If you take up more than one seat,
you should have to pay for it.
How about you just throw them with the luggage
you
and just
do
let
that.
Them let them
no,
roll around down there?
That'll be an extra $15.
Unless they're over 50 pounds.
Oh, and they are.
Then it's going to be $200.
Right, because you weigh like 500 pounds.
Or if you are unable to properly buckle the seatbelt using one seatbelt extender. Did you even know they made seatbelt extenders?
They seriously need the fucking seatbelt in there is like way bigger than me as it
is. I know.
I don't even need that fucking thing.
It comes out to here.
Yeah, it's fucking huge. You seriously need one extender, let alone
more?
Oh
my God.
You
fat cannot,
fuck.
I cannot imagine that. Or, and or, are unable to put the seat's armrest down when seated.
Right.
If you're
it's
in the
too
seat
wide.
And you can't put the armrest down because your gut is in the fucking way.
Seriously.
Amazing.
How does this gut even fit in between the seat in front of them?
They don't.
There's no room there.
They're constantly, like, bumping everybody's shit.
Fuck, I had some prick behind me on the way back to hitting my seat, fucking asshole.
Retards and people with babies. And what did I tell you
oh,
guys
there
before
was one
we left? I went in the fucking airport.
On the way back from Minneapolis
back
to Missoula.
After we're pissed because
right
we got delayed and now we missed our flights and all
we're
this shit.
We're finally going home.
We're sitting there and there's a baby crying.
Crying.
And I fucking fuck did it. Just.
I saw it. As soon as that baby started crying, you just looked over
I
at
got
me
pe-
and you
just
gave me that look at death. I'm like, oh God, dude,
don't do it, man.
Don't. Just read your book. Too late. I can't
that,
do anything.
That dude was so pissed.
Oh my
I don't
God
know if he was mad at me or mad at himself.
And we
that
did
he
it.
Had a kid.
We did it in the Newark airport, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's some baby, and you're just like, fuck it.
It was great.
I'm done.
That guy pushed his baby away, giving us the fucking stank eye the
yeah,
whole time. He's like,
oh,
you motherfucker.
It was so beautiful. Don't bring your whiny, screaming, little, ugly fucking retards
fucking
into
ridiculous
the fucking airport. Please. So if unused seats are available on the ticketed United or United Express flight, then a customer meeting any of the above criteria will be reaccommodated next to an empty seat. We'll reaccommodate you if you're a big fat fuck.
Thanks.
I wonder, they don't
like
have
the
to
handicap
pay for like two seats?
They fucking should! You
I
don't have to
if
pay.
If you're a fat fuck or you're retarded, you can just sit on the goddamn floor. You don't even need a seatbelt or
I
a
have
seat.
To
you
pay
can just go fuck yourself.
To bring a suitcase with some fucking clothes because I'm traveling. I
right
have to pay for that. And if it's over 50 pounds, I have to pay extra.
But if you're a fat fuck, we'll give you a first class seat, not next to anyone else.
No problem.
Right. Yeah, that's
hey,
easy.
It's on us.
Yeah, we got that. Because everyone paid $15 to check their bag so we can cover it now.
If no unused seats are available on the flight, then the customer must either purchase an upgrade to a cabin with available seats that address the above-listed scenarios. What, like super reinforced steel fucking extra wide fucking crane
yeah
lifted in seats?
Like a couch? You got couches?
How do you accommodate that?
You
they
can't.
Have, they have a doctor on board that, like, gives you the fucking...
The tummy tuck?
The Gia.
The fucking staple of your stomach right
oh
now.
Oh, my God. Just
lose
dumping
some weight
it off. They use it and they serve it as food for
right
the first
no
class.
No, they use it as gas. They put it in their gas
that's
tank.
A
they
good
burn
idea
that shit.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, or we will change his or her ticket to the next available flight and purchase... You have to purchase a second seat in addition to the one already purchased. So they do... If they don't right away, but if there's no other possible seats for you, then they will make you have to purchase an
got
extra
it
one on the next flight.
Okay.
Is he farting again?
Yeah.
Yes.
He keeps.
What did he
I wish
eat?
I would stop.
I wish you would too. I'm
I didn't
glad
know
you're going outside.
I do not like it.
I didn't know eating all that dick gave him that much gas.
I know. I did not know either.
I guess. I guess that's what happens if you swallow.
Right.
It goes straight to your asshole. Okay.
Well, then why do you keep ripping ass? Because you don't swallow.
She spits it in my face like a bitch.
God.
So if a customer meeting any of the above listed criteria, big fat fuck, cannot be accommodated next to an empty seat and chooses not to upgrade or change flights and purchase a ticket for an additional seat, he or she will not be permitted to board the flight. So they try to accommodate for you.
Yeah.
But if that doesn't work and then you're like, yeah, I'm not paying another, you know, $300-$400,
right,
whatever
I'm
it
fat
is. Because I'm fat and I need that money to eat or whatever, then you're shit out of luck. So that's pretty cool. Baggage fees and allowances. Check baggage policies apply per seat. So any checked baggage allowances will be multiplied by the number of pounds you weigh. Baggage fees can also be distributed among the ticketed seats. For example, instead of paying first and second bag fees for two checked bags, your fat ass, right, a customer with two ticketed seats could instead pay two first bag fees. Where did they come up with bag fees in the beginning?
I don't know.
My mom said some of it was about when gas prices went up.
But this
they
was in
started doing that.
They said it started in December when we asked at the airport. They said
that, I didn't
in December.
Hear that.
You asked, actually.
No, I asked them if when the gas prices go back down, joking, because they already did,
no,
if
I
they
remember,
would get rid of the fees, and the lady was like, yeah, right.
Well, I remember we were talking about when we last flew, and then we asked her when it started, and she's like, it started in December. It's like, gas was cheaper then,
yeah.
I believe.
They just, all
no, they just
the
like
way
it.
Around, all the way around.
They like it.
Today, I went to my son's soccer game.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know you had a son.
I don't claim him as mine.
Right.
Do you pay child support?
Negative Ghost Rider.
He has negative money? I don't know if
I have negative money. I pay child support with my negative money.
Right. They actually accept that.
I cheered his name at the top of my lungs and waved with a grin on my face. I saw him whisper something to a teammate, so I watched the film my husband took later that night. His friend asked, hey.
Hey.
Who's that?
That's no one.
My son replied, I don't know, some fat bitch. Fuck
my
Wow. Your son is awesome.
I love your
That's
son.
Your mother.
Best son ever.
Today, as soon as I got home, my girlfriend was waiting for me at the door. She told me she was breaking up with me. The reason? She found a girl's shirt in my closet and that she didn't need a cheating boyfriend.
That shirt was for her.
I don't need a cheating boyfriend.
I know it.
That shirt was mine.
Oh.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
What are you doing wearing a girl shirt?
Well, sometimes, you know.
I like the cross-dress.
She found panties and shit, too.
Lingerie.
And I'm like, no, they're mine. I'm serious.
I swear.
It's like,
wait,
I'm not falling for that again.
It's like, well, either you're cheating on me or you're gay, so either way,
I don't know.
Either way, I'm done with you, thanks. And I'm sick of having to buy three plane tickets when just the two of us fly.
Oh, right.
You fucking bitch.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready for this. Did you buy that in New York?
I did buy this. I don't know if you guys can see this on my
camera.
Here,
you want to hand it to me and I'll put it in our camera?
I'm glad you had extra money to spend while we were in New York.
Well, I bought weed and that thing.
Look at this.
Lighter while you're at it.
Go me.
Oh, got it.
I guess we can just take a smoke break.
You fail
at
life.
Show that. That thing is pretty sweet. It was
is
only
pretty
it was
cool.
only $40. It was the cheapest thing in New York that I thought would be expensive.
It's got a crack in it, though.
Yeah, but it's not that big. You can hardly see it.
At least
and
it's pretty.
I didn't get that. Like, on the way, we were walking to Night Sky Eddie's. The first night we were there, they took a little nap, and then I woke them up, and we went there. And there's this one part of town where everybody was selling, like, there were all these black guys and Mexicans and Puerto Ricans. They're all selling, like, Rolexes and fucking
Rolex,
these rings and jewelry and DVDs, but it was just on that one block, which was weird. Like, if you're selling stuff, wouldn't you go to a different block? Like, would you want to sell your bootleg fake Rolexes right next to your bro that's selling his?
Yeah, but when you're some stupid black homeless guy, you don't think about things like that.
I don't think they were that homeless, though. I think Keith had a story about when he
first
moved
to New York. You know that watch was stolen.
Well, maybe. But they were all fake. Like, when Keith first moved to New York, he was telling us about how he sold, like, this cologne stuff, like, out on the street. But I didn't understand how they were all right on the same block. And it totally would have been different. Like, we all have cell phones. We have watches. Sell something useful, like weed. We could have used some weed the first night we
were
there.
That got offered to us a couple times.
Well,
a few times.
We already got from the ear candy guys.
Yeah, and we were broke.
Guys, can you hear me?
Yes, caller.
Hi,
you're
caller.
Live on the Jam Hole. Hello.
I think I'm afraid to talk to you guys because I didn't meet up with you last week, but you seem to have a bad time in New York.
No, it wasn't that bad. It just, we couldn't afford it, and we did it anyway because we really wanted to see the Keith and the Girl stuff and the fucking Richard Cheese. Blah. Excuse my face.
That's
the
good
Richard
shit.
Cheese show. Like, we had a good time. It's just getting woken up by sirens and all the people and the disgusting.
And the smell.
And the price of everything was more than we had expected it to
be. So that made it hard.
Overall, it was definitely worth it. It's just now, in hindsight, you know, we have all these unpaid bills and, like, it was still worth it. It's just now we're kind of fucked. But it was fun, so fuck it.
No, That's why I was pissed, because I did want to meet up with you guys, but I just, last week was a bad week.
Oh, you live in New York.
Oh, yeah, that
you?
Was, yeah, I remember. You were the one that was on the other show before we left.
Yeah, we talked to him the week before we left.
Right on. So,
it was just, last week was just a bad week, you know, because New York is expensive, and if you don't know where you're going, it is kind of hard to get around. I mean, it took me 9 years to get around it, you know.
Yeah, I bet. We after we were there for a few days, after we had eaten, you know, decent meals and shit, and we were starting to get down on our cash, like, we found a couple of cheap places to eat, and we kind of stuck with those. But, like, yeah, for, you know, the money we spent, we were expecting to get, like, a decent portion, not, like, little fucking shitty things. It was all right, though. It was a learning.
We still had fun.
Yeah, it was a learning experience, but we had a fucking blast, for
sure. I'm glad we did it, for sure.
No, it's just a pity, because if I had been around, I could have taken me places, like, and it's just last week I was out of town, and then I was like, you said you were going to Webster Hall. Did you go to Webster Hall?
Yeah, we went there, and we saw Richard Cheese. He actually came down into the crowd and, like, said hi to us, and they're like, where are you from? We're like, Montana, and he's like,
wait, us?
Well, you, and then he's like, oh, your boyfriend, Mary, or whatever.
Yeah, Mary.
But yeah, it was cool. It was an awesome show. He does stand-up in the middle of his music sets, which was really fucking cool.
He was hilarious, too.
Yeah, he was.
Did you
go? So
you
will come back to New York, then, will you?
Well, we will next time we have, like, a lot of money saved, not just my last paycheck before we go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it was a good time, for sure. We got a lot of good video. I have hours of editing to do. I'm really looking forward to do. And lots of pictures and shit.
Did you say you didn't get to do a show there? You couldn't get to do a show, no?
No, we did the first night we were there, or the second night we were there on Tuesday. We started a show at, like, midnight, and then
it got shut
promptly
down.
Got told to shut the fuck up. So we finished it the next day. And then on Thursday or Friday?
Thursday, we did a show with Ear Candy.
Yeah, we went to Ear Candy New York. We went to their studio and we were on their show, and then they hung out for our show. So that was all we did while we were there, though. After that, we were just tired and aggravated and hungry.
Well, after that, then
we could have used a tour guide, though. Like, if we would have had someone there with us that was like, that would have been cool.
Because if I hadn't met up with you, I could have. There's a lot of places, like, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do in New York. You don't have to spend money.
Well,
you have to know where they are.
Yeah, and we had no idea. But Keith does this thing every year on his birthday, so I'm sure we'll be up there again for it. Unless he decides to come to Montana and do it, which I don't see happening.
Well, you never know. But now, the next time, I'll definitely, like, I was out of town. I'm pissed now because I just went in, and when I heard you saying you had such a bad time, and I was saying, oh, fuck, if I'd have been around, it would have been easier to just show you around, and it is. It's a hard city, and it's like, as they do say, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, and it is a tough city.
Yeah, that's exactly what Keith said. If you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere, and we failed miserably.
No, we did. We barely made it for
a
week.
Well, I mean, making
the
it,
money we,
we
had.
Were still alive, and we made it back home.
Right.
We didn't, like, make it. But granted, we weren't there to, like, find jobs and shit. We were just there
to
chill.
Hey, we probably could have got jobs at that pizza place.
I could have favored pizza for that, dude, for sure. David can cook pizza.
Right.
Like,
they wouldn't even need to train us.
We would have just took that place over and been like, I'm just going to sleep
our
in
restaurant.
The back here.
Yeah.
If that's cool. Yeah, but no,
going
it was
back,
a good time and shit.
Going back to your question about the airline flights and all like that, I DJ around. I used to DJ back in Europe, and when I bring my records, they always charge me for my records, and the records cost as much as another seat.
Well,
so I buy another.
That shit's heavy as fuck. My brother does that shit. It is. Those things get heavy if you have, you know, a decent sized collection. If you're playing like two or three sets, you're gonna have, you know, like a few cases with you.
Yeah, well, they always, like, the airlines will always charge it. Like, they used to, about maybe 10 years ago, they didn't charge. But then about 8 years ago, they started charging, like, DJs for their boxes. And it does, it costs the price of a seat. So now what I do is I just buy two seats.
Nice.
I have a four-year-old. If I travel with him,
and just
I always buy a seat. And the airlines try and say, if there's some fat person gets on, will I give up the extra seat? And I never give it up because they're not going to give you the money back, you know? So
yeah,
I just think that anyone overweight should be paying for two seats, you know?
Yeah, they're just like any big industry like that. They're getting greedy, so they're looking like, how can we get more money out of people? And we still have all this amped up security, even though fuck all's happened. But who knows? Maybe fuck all's happened because they have all this amped up security.
I doubt it.
You never know. I don't know. I don't give a shit. Whatever.
the smoke screen. That's just what they're saying, just to get more money out of people. That's
I'm sure. That's how it always is. That's how the car companies went over to the government or whoever in their fucking private planes, and they're like, oh, we need money, or we're going to close down all these things, and no one's going to have jobs and shit. And it's just, it's excessive, and there's nothing to show for it. You're going to make the same fucking mistakes you made to get us here in the first place. You're going to do it again and again and again. It's stupid.
The learning experience, yeah. Listen, guys, sorry that you had such a bad time, but I'll keep in touch, and then the next time, basically, I'll be around. I know it was a bad week for me.
Right on. We'll for sure let you know next time we're coming down, probably in a year or two.
All right, love the program. Peace.
All right, man, thanks for the call. Holla. See, we could have had a tour guide then.
I know. Yeah, that would have been so awesome.
Did our first show come off as being like, God, we were there for like 2 days. It seem like, fuck, we had a miserable fucking time? Like, I had a blast
I
there.
I did too. It's just a lot of shit happened.
Well, our
also.
First night, our first show there, we were really complaining about a lot of things, like the trash on the streets, the smell of the place, the shit on the fucking subway elevator, the fucking, you know, the cars, the horns, fucking, we were just going at it talking about that. Fuck this fucking place, are you kidding me? And then the guy came up and said, hey, you have to be quiet, blah, 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 blah. We're like, are you kidding me?
Yes, more.
We paid how much money to have you tell us to shut up?
Yeah.
What?
It's his hotel. What do you do?
Yeah. So we were pretty pissed.
Build
that show,
thicker walls.
Right.
That
right.
hotel is 130 years the old. Oldest, but again, no one told us
yeah,
that.
The yeah, the oldest operating
until we got there.
That wasn't their selling point on their fucking website. Like, come stay at the oldest hotel ever made in Tribeca. It's fucking great.
Keith says you picked it. No, we did not pick
you
it.
You picked it.
Why do you say I didn't pick it? David.
Okay, blame it.
I picked two way better hotels, and then he's like, no, already got one. It's a Cosmopolitan. And then my brother's like, oh, don't stay there. That place is a fucking shithole. I stayed there. I tell you, you're like, oh, whatever. The bigger the dive, the better it'll be for the show.
Of course.
And I'm like, fine, whatever. I don't care anymore.
We got fucked.
Should have had my mom picked it. We would have had we would have had two beds.
Fucking A.
And not like half a bed. But no, it was cool. We had a good time, so fuck my life. Today, my son and I were on an airplane playing I Spy to pass the time.
I spy
a farewell. The game went back and forth for a few times when my son said, I spy something yellow. After pointing out numerous yellow... What?
It's pissed.
You think so?
I don't know.
After pointing out numerous yellow objects on the plane, I gave up. He said, Daddy, I peed my pants. No, he didn't. He said, Daddy, it's your teeth.
Oh.
Your teeth is yellow.
That sucks.
That does suck. You know, while we were there, though, we did meet, like, a bunch of cool people. Seeing all the shows and shit. Right. We met FMOS, and
that was awesome. His fucking financial advisor.
I know, his financial... Oh, man, it was so crazy. Great. We're like, hey, financial advisor, is it a positive move or a negative move to buy a piece of cheesecake for $12.38? And he's like, that's... fucking dumb. That's
whack.
You go up the street and buy a whole fucking cheesecake for $10. I'm like, I know. Oh, man, yeah, they were awesome. Today was my birthday. Happy birthday.
To me.
I purposely didn't log on to Facebook. Did not log into Facebook.
Do not.
Status update, it's my birthday. It's complicated. I could read all my birthday wishes at once. That's why I did not. When I logged on, at the end of the day, I had... How many notifications?
10.
One.
Oh.
It was my mom.
Right.
My mom. Friend, in quotes, because Facebook friends aren't real friends, right?
Right.
Okay.
Especially
MySpace
your mom.
MySpace friends are, if they're in your top friends.
Well, yeah. Those are the only ones
but
that
Facebook,
really
count. But Facebook, fuck that.
Facebook don't even have top friends.
My one comment was on a picture of me, and it said, I look like Jabba the Hutt. Happy birthday to me. Fuck it. Today, I was in a tour group going through a cave, and our guide stopped, turned off the lights, and told us to be quiet so we could feel absolute silence. I farted. Fuck my
That was not absolute
silence. That was another thing we kept doing at the Tribeca Hotel. It's seven floors, and the elevator takes forever. ever.
Oh, so long.
So we started, like, you'd get to the top and you'd hit all the buttons. So,
so
it
takes,
like half an hour to get to the bottom and shit.
You guys
so
should have just fucked in there. You would have had plenty of time.
I know, we should have.
Just press all the buttons a couple
times.
Yeah,
it stops if there's someone there, you know, like, trying to get on. But if you're at the bottom trying to go back to your room, yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah.
So I started, like, farting in it and then hitting, you know, either the lobby to send it down or, like, all the floors. So a little of
or
it
got out. Or if
someone's
already calling it, you don't even have to do nothing.
Right, and then I got back. And someone had done that to me, and it wasn't so fun.
You motherfuckers.
You, I got it. I know.
David and I left, and you were with us, and you guys went back to the hotel room before us, and you go up, and Danny thought it'd be a good idea to press all the fucking buttons.
David and I
get back right when it's sitting at the sixth floor, and we're like, I wonder who that was.
It was so funny, because there was this lady standing down there, and I'm like, God, this elevator sure takes a while. She's like,
oh,
yeah, it sure does. I'm like, especially when people push all the buttons. I told her, like, I saw some little kid do it and shit.
And then you do it.
Oh, that sucks. God. You guys were waiting down. And then you open the door and you get hit with the fucking bomb and, ugh, disgusting. Oh, today, that was like one of the other highlights of the trip.
I know, that was good.
Today I was in a tour group going through a cave. And I already read that, right?
Right.
Today, I hinted at sex towards my wife. It's been 2 weeks since we had sex. Full sex.
Right.
Right.
Well, he didn't mention, like, blowjobs or anything.
Well, let's just assume that there was nothing at all.
Okay.
She answered with, I'm tired.
Did she really?
Wait, she said, I'm tired. I'm too tired. Within 2 minutes, she proceeded to say, I'm going to go use the treadmill. I'm too tired of sex. But hey, I'm going to go work out.
I'm going to go run for 10 miles.
Holy shit. She got all hot and sweaty for about 30 minutes, but it was with the treadmill, of course. Fuck my life. And my wife. Today, I was the best man at a wedding, and I was flirting with a cute bridesmaid. I was the groom at a wedding.
No,
no, dude, that's not cool. Not cool.
No.
Wait till she leaves, at least.
Right? Well, yeah, don't do it while she's in the same room.
Duh. Then this old guy decides to give the newlyweds a toast. He made a crappy joke, and barely anybody laughed, so I say to the girl, wow, that sucked. Who the hell does he think he is? And the girl replies, of course, that's my dad. Fuck my life. That's how to get points. I saw that on a movie once.
Really?
Yeah. Today, I brought a cute guy back from the bar to have sex.
Nice.
It's like,
just for that.
It was that other dude, like, two ago. It was his wife.
Totally.
She's not fucking you, because she's fucking...
She's going to the bar getting drunk and fucking random guys.
She's running the treadmill to work out so she can pick up other guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant. He was drunk, so he had trouble getting it up, of course. And I said jokingly, you need to work on that. That's... funny, because that's a joke.
Right.
You need to I'm just joking.
Yeah, I don't mean
there's nothing you can do about that.
No,
totally
you're fucked.
Joking.
Yeah.
Get some Viagra. We fell asleep, and I woke up the next morning to him gone and a note that said, you need to work on not farting in your sleep.
Oh,
that sucks when you get... It, like, totally smacks you in the face.
Yeah, it came right back to you.
Today, I was crotcheting while watching tele... What? Crotcheting?
I don't... Crouching, I think.
Crotcheting.
I'm gonna guess he
was trying. C-H-E-T-I-N-G?
He tried really hard.
Crotcheting while watching TV.
It's gotta be.
And crouching. Thinking to myself how proud I was that I taught myself to crotchet. What?
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Is he trying to say crochet?
Crochet? Is that how it's spelled?
Not at...
I don't...
Are you just...
I don't know, because there's no red underline.
Oh, it might be. I don't know.
Well,
I can't see that from over here.
Okay. Well, then... So, right. I taught myself to crotchet.
To crochet.
Then an episode of The Golden Girls came on, and I watched that while I crotcheted.
While you crocheted.
I'm 24. Fuck my life. That's not normal when you're 24. You're, like, sitting there
crotcheting
and shit.
No,
like,
crochet is not knitting.
Honey,
bro.
It's the Golden Girls.
Do you know what crochet is?
Like, really? Not croquet.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The knitting.
I was thinking croquet for some
reason. With a crotchet needle.
Right. A crotchet.
Today, I was... My boyfriend. Today, my boyfriend stopped making out with me to watch...
Stop?
This is why he stopped.
Oh, okay.
To watch a 30-minute infomercial on the topsy-turvy, upside-down tomato plant.
Yes.
Whoa.
Hold on, honey. This is important.
Hey, you want to make out?
No, like, let me really? Watch this commercial.
Hold on. I've been wanting one of these.
I've wanted this topsy-turvy thing.
Remember when you asked what I want for my birthday?
This is
it. Not you making out with me. I want that.
I'm tired of that.
A few more here. Today, I got a text from my girlfriend saying she needed more phone credit.
Okay.
That's how we roll. We roll the pay as you go.
Oh,
that's how we get down.
Right. Those suck.
Right. No contracts. Just John Smith.
You just buy minutes.
I'll take three.
Yeah.
A drug dealer told me that once. He's like, you know, if you ever get a cell phone for this, just get one of those pay as you goes. They don't ask for anything.
No, it's like,
here's your phone. Here's your card.
Give me $50.
Right. As long as you pay for it in cash.
Yeah.
Oh, my. This is funny. Sorry. I kind of read it.
Cheater!
Oh. I'm sorry.
Phone credit. So I bought her more and got another message saying, great. Now I have enough credit for this.
She
spelled out a 3-page message breaking up with me. Yes, I paid for her to break up with me via text.
That is good, isn't it?
Hey, honey, I need more phone credits. Why?
So I can break up with you.
You're a sadistic bitch.
No shit. Always ask why every time now. Today, my mom and I were walking down a road where we met an old neighbor who recently got divorced.
Okay.
Long road out of hell, my friend. Her son, who we hadn't seen for about 10 years, was with her, and he looked very handsome. I said, oh, wow, your son has grown up so much. The woman replied, nay, this is my boyfriend.
Fuck. Whoa.
Going cougar hunting, dude. Fresh. Last one tonight. Today, I was at a party. Super party.
We weren't at one of those.
Yeah.
We missed out on that.
The VIP was party super
that was,
party.
And
he
said that he didn't know it was my birthday on Sunday, and we would have gotten a super party invite.
If you would have emailed
him.
You would have gotten one.
No, he said we all would have been invited.
He said you need to email him, not Twitter and fucking
not Twitter.
All that shit. Just email.
So we could have gone to a party super party.
So it's all your fault.
Fantastic.
For not listening to him.
You have to bring your own booze for those, though. And we had, you drank all the room.
At least we could have gone.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been a lot of fun.
Of course.
I didn't know our
birthdays
were that close. It
would have been a party super party.
Yeah. Booze or not.
I didn't know our birthdays were that close. It's kind of cool. We can go out
there.
Yeah,
it's like 4 days apart.
Yeah.
The girl I'm madly in love with referred to me as her gay friend.
Oh.
At this party, not so super party.
not so super party.
She refused to kiss me and spin the bottle as, quote, she didn't want to do anything with anyone that night.
Because he's gay. Especially.
I'm going to go party, but hey, I don't want to do anything
with anybody.
I'm going to
spin the bottle, but I'm not going to kiss anyone.
No, this is for fun. Yeah. This is fun.
I just want to see who it'll land on.
I know. I just want to see who I would kiss, hypothetically.
Right. If it wouldn't have been you.
Right.
Hypothetically. What if that wasn't you?
Well, then
with
I would
full
have.
Full sex.
Yeah.
For sure.
Whatever.
She then proceeded to make out and sleep with my, quote, also in quotes,
best friend,
of course, whom she has never met before.
Oh, man.
Do you think maybe that's why? Like, she didn't know him? She knew you. She knew you're gay or just a douche. So she's like, I don't know your best friend.
Not at all.
Maybe he's not gay and or not a douche. Maybe.
Most likely, though.
Most likely. What's the time, please?
An hour and 27 all right, minutes.
Let's. Oh, we don't even have any quarters. We spent all the quarters.
Are we going to do confessions?
On laundry. No, we're just going to do some news because there's good news.
Well, you know he'd suck at it, so why don't
you just
go
quarter?
First?
Fucking A.
You're not getting this back? Negative 3575.
Word.
Call it in there.
Tails.
It is...
Hey,
tails.
Oh.
Oh, dude.
I thought you were going to catch it.
Are you okay, bro?
No, I have to show
my sorry.
Eyes closed.
Is that in your eye?
I think you almost hit me, dude.
You just broke
the
laptop screen.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm so sorry.
Are you okay, man?
Yeah, I'm fine.
He's bleeding. Where's
I'll kiss
your...
you.
It's in the back of my head.
Matt, go kiss his eye. That's
don't
mean.
Don't even touch me.
A dick in the eye is kind of soft.
You already got to enjoy one of those.
She did.
Oh, dude, it's all puffy.
Did that really hit you in the eye?
It did.
Yeah,
look
it
at his
right
eye,
bro.
I thought you were going to catch it like ninja.
No.
I'm sorry.
I didn't even see
now
it coming.
I feel kind of bad.
How was I supposed to know you're going to do that twice?
Well, did I do it? Oh, well, it was a mouse the other time.
Like, no, you threw a quarter things. And I dodged it and it hit the wall.
Just stop throwing things at your friends,
seriously.
Matt. Okay, it's okay.
How many more times do you need to hit me? You already got me punched in the face on video.
He already cuts himself. I already don't
got
any more.
$40 for that or $30 for that.
Well, you did.
Well, the PayPal account did.
That went towards our trip.
Right. No, it didn't. It probably went towards like weed or something.
Something. You got to smoke that weed.
All right, anyway.
This was sent to us by MDS. Thank you very much.
Right.
This one is called St. Petersburg Woman Attacked by Wild Hog.
St. Pete. Where's this coming
what?
From?
Our most fucked up
state,
Florida.
Of course.
Where else would wild hogs attack women in
right.
their backyards?
Do they,
I've been
they
attacked by one, but I was
there?
Hunting it. Yeah, dude.
Whoa.
They have boars
Hold
down
on.
There all the time.
What did you say?
Don't matter.
He said, Try. Do they really have wild hogs down there? And I said, yes, because I used to hunt for wild hogs down in Florida.
That movie fucking sucked.
Wild hogs? Yeah.
Well, yes.
Sucked.
Why did you even have to bring
it
that up?
It had so, well, wild hogs. But
right,
it had
but
so
it was
many
stupid.
Great actors in it.
It did.
It
they
That's
all sold
nice
out. It was like a kid's that. Movie.
Is probably. That what it was?
I think so.
Yeah.
Fucking sucked. St. Petersburg. It was a hog. It was angry.
It's a boar.
And Cassandra...
A boar?
A
it was a hog.
Does it matter?
Cassandra Frank hadn't even had her morning coffee yet. So? Just before 9 a.m. Monday, Frank saw the black swine grunting and shoveling its snout behind her family's yellow stucco home. And then she saw the boar.
Oh, right.
That was her husband. But
yeah.
then, right,
the
next
boar
to
was
it.
Next to him.
Right.
That's how she caught it.
The 200-pound sow. 200 pounds?
Damn. That's a sow.
Could you imagine that?
That's
like,
so big.
Coming
That's
at
not,
you?
No.
200
that thing
pounds
would kill me.
With...
That's normal,
thing weighs
dude.
More
Seriously.
Than I do.
With teeth and
none
shit?
None of us in this room weigh 200 pounds.
Dude.
Yeah. None of us weigh 200 pounds. You guys are 200 pounds, like, one plus one, but...
We've shot 300-pound boars down in Florida in orange groves because they root up the trees and shit, and they pay you to pull those off their property so they don't
right,
fuck up
but
the trees.
They didn't come... They didn't attack you.
After I shot it, it tried to.
Well, that's how you shot it. I'd take a 200-pound wounded wild boar than
yeah.
a fucking...
I don't know. It took five shots to get it down, so...
Well, at least you could...
I was running and shooting. It was not
that's
a
like
good time.
Three quarters of a Biggie Smalls, man.
Yeah.
And he... It
three
took
quarters.
Like 16 shots to
well,
drop
he was
him,
way
man.
More than 300
but you know
pounds.
What? He was a wild boar.
Yeah, he was.
But these
and
things
he probably weighed like 500 pounds.
Songs.
These things are pretty mean. If it was a boar. Sow and it was rooting up it by our house, it probably had like babies around or something and got freaked out.
Little baby boars.
Yeah, yeah that's probably what out. Happened.
Quote, it got me pretty good, she said. She's 26. Its white tusk pierced the skin on her left calf, and its weight pushed her against a tree. Just impaled by...
Wait, did she... She's dead?
Underneath this tattoo on my leg,
so.
I have a scar from that.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Is that what the tattoo covers up?
That... Well, the heart... That's underneath the tattoo that's covering that up. Yes.
There's like five layers to this thing.
There's like five tattoos
yeah,
on top
awesome.
Of each other.
A fire truck arrived. So did animal control. By then, the hog bolted up the street, cut across a grassy lot, went through some more backyards, and doubled back on the dead-end street. Mm. Nowhere to go. St. Petersburg Fire Rescue had hunted wild hogs in North Florida as a boy. This guy did. He tracked her two-inch-wide hoofs in the dirt. Tracking that shit. Could you imagine, like, just fucking, like...
I don't think
yeah.
it'd be that intense.
It. Really?
No, not
It'd be like Counter-Strike, but with a fucking big wild hog thing.
Yeah, kind of. You just wouldn't have like, a sweet gun, though.
You wouldn't have, like, 10 of them.
yeah.
At your ready at the push of a button.
Right.
You just 270s.
Unlimited ammo codes and shit.
No, you can't do that.
Then it appeared. Robinson, nine men, other rescue officials, oh, and animal control officers had her cornered. Robinson,
it's so majestic.
They make it sound so, like, crazy. Like, oh, my God, this is so not normal. But I did this on, like, a daily yeah. basis.
Did you get paid for it?
Yeah, I did. I got paid really? 25 bucks a head of hog that I brought out of their fucking property.
On silver platters?
No.
Apple and, in its mouth at the
They
ready.
Would literally pay us for each hog we brought off their property.
I just picture you're like all in like Aborigine or like whatever native
you're
gear,
in hunting gear.
Holding the fucking hog with the spear through it like on her fucking shoulders about to like go cook it.
Go roast it.
I went
fire.
In blue jeans and a
oh,
beater, cool. okay?
Oh,
it's not
fuck.
That cool.
I want to see that.
Robinson, a 15-year-old veteran, jumped over a 6-foot-wide fence to get out of the way, cutting his forearm in the process. Quote, a scene, this boar, like, took them all, like, injured them all. He's got blood from at least one of each of them. I've seen what they can do. They'll take a dog and just rip it right open.
Nice.
I'm out of here. He's like, fuck this shit. I'm out. You don't pay me. The county does not pay me enough.
25 is not enough for one of these.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I've seen a boar just literally fucking flip a dog with its tusk and rip its gut open. Just
they do that? They just like get it on its fucking back?
No,
and then
the
just
dog will go to
the...
try and grab its throat because you raise pits to do that. To go hog hunting and stuff, and they'll go to grab its throat and flip the hog, but if the dog doesn't grab it right, the boar fucking flips it and just gouges it with its tusks and rips it open, and it's done.
Maybe that's all Michael Vick was doing. He was just training, like, boar hunting dogs.
Yeah.
It's like, this is how you get them.
These are way better
than dogs. Well, we had three of them in Florida, and some guy was like, hey, I got a really cool hunting dog. Let's take mine. And we're like, okay. We take his dog out, and it's like its third time going out or whatever. We didn't know that, but that fucking boar ripped the shit out of it. I mean, guts
like
literally
killed
dead? It dead.
Did they eat it, or was it just like attacking?
No, it just, because the dog came at it, because, you know, the guy shoots it first or whatever. It's pretty much injured, and we thought it was helpless, so we send the dog after it. The dog's supposed to grab it by the throat, and it pretty much walks the boar back to you because it's injured and can't really do much.
Right.
This hog wasn't that fucking injured, and it flipped the dog. Gouged its tusk right into its gut, slit it open, and guts just fell out, and the dog's trying to run with its guts out.
Wow.
And it was pretty intense.
Dude.
And
that's
dude,
so
the
funny.
Dude was like, oh my god! We're like,
spark
well,
it. Oh my god!
We're like, well, we told you, you have to have a good fucking
poor
dog, and I guess
lassie.
You were just too confident, dude. You were overconfident.
That's
you got
what happens
bucked.
When hugs play possum.
And my dad goes, how much did you pay for that dog?
My dog knew.
I think it's stupid to pay for dogs, period, honestly.
Well, we didn't pay for ours, so... If they would have got fucked up,
didn't
whatever.
Didn't that happen to you? Weren't you telling me a story about how you guys were, like, hunting them and shit, and you had... Your dad was, like, he shot it, and it was dead? That's funny. Tell that.
No, my dad saw a boar or whatever. He shot it up. He shot it three times, and it finally went down, and I had my Bowie knife, and... With wild hogs and boars and stuff like that, you have to, if it's a male, you have to go to it and cut its nuts off immediately.
Wow.
Because the testosterone will go through its
that
meat
works,
and make it all gamey.
That works the same with people, too.
Right,
when
right.
You should a dude, if you're going to eat the meat, you got to slip balls off.
You gotta
otherwise, it gets all gamey. Yeah. You don't want gamey.
It gets gross,
meat.
So you don't want to do that. So you got to cut its nuts off. So I went out to go and grab it, and I went to flip it. And get its nuts, and the fucker got up. And that's how I got the scar on my leg, because it fucking gouged me
in
the leg.
I can totally see you and your dad.
And I was like, what the fuck? And I was just pissed, and I grabbed it, and I pinned it down, and I slit its throat, and I flipped the bitch, and grabbed its nuts off, and walked up to my dad, and threw the nut sack at his chest. I said, next time, make sure it's dead. I was pissed.
I could totally see you and your dad, like, going out in a field, and your dad shoots a boar, and he just looks at you, and he's like, get the nuts. And you're like, fucking...
No, I was a really
like,
weird
both
kid.
Both of you wearing wife beaters and shit, like, just fucking, go get the nuts.
No,
get the nuts, boy.
I was a really weird
fetch.
Kid. I was totally
right
into,
away,
like...
Dog.
I was totally into ripping stuff open, so it was a lot of fun. I liked it. I don't know, but...
I've never ripped the nuts off of an animal.
I must say.
And then
slit its throat.
The cat's, like, spayed and neutered or whatever.
But
the
that
fuck.
You
but
didn't do
I
that.
I didn't do that personally.
No, you got it done.
If she would have been here, I could have just been like, go get the nuts! She would be like, get fucking...
I know how to do that.
Done! Fucking tosses them at me and shit.
It's like, just don't...
But hunting hogs is extremely dangerous if you don't do it the right way. It really is.
Obviously.
Especially if you don't kill
so
them.
So if this happened to us and I went outside to smoke and I'm like, holy shit, there's a hog in our backyard. I know from reading this story not to approach it and try to pet it personally.
No, do not.
Like
stay
I
the
have
fuck away.
Tried with bears.
You might want to shoot it.
Right. I would just be like, go get the nuts, Danny. And she'll be like,
No, not exactly.
And then we'll be eating wild
boar. I could kill it for you.
Nice. Well, I'd just shoot it.
I want to eat some wild boar.
I want to see you fetch the nuts.
Yeah. Because I don't want my meat to be all gamey.
If she ever comes falfing with us, dude, that's all you're going to hear. Go get the nuts! That's
awesome.
What we're doing.
And you know what? The first time Mason or one of our friends, when we're about to throw, goes, "Look at my nuts!" Like, she's gonna go ape shit and just fucking, it's gonna have a flashback and just.
And
oh,
then
man.
We're, yeah, I can't wait till they see.
I can't
saying,
wait.
Go get the nuts.
I can't wait to see that happen. Holy shit!
Well, when we if we
no,
ever go down
go
to Florida
it.
Together,
yeah,
I'll have to take you
saying.
With me.
Yeah. She just like done.
I'll have to take you hog hunting with me sometime.
I cut him off.
Can't wait.
I'll send you to go get the nuts.
That sucks. Just comes back.
I'll make sure it's still not dead.
Spit him out.
Finally, the animal control used a pole with a lasso to capture the hog. About 11 a.m., it was taken to a county facility where it was killed by lethal injection.
Why don't you just shoot it?
Yeah. Because that's...
It's a pig!
That's inhumane, right. Actually.
We actually got the cops called on us because we had a boar strung up in the tree and the guts were hanging out. We're like, are you serious? We shot this like 10 miles away.
You came from some Lord of the Flies shit, didn't you?
We had them called on us again too when we were dragging it.
Did you guys like cut off the nuts and then take the blood and like paint your face like
you're
now a man?
Yes. That's how I got my dick. But
nice dick.
We got the
That's
cops
why
calling
you're
us again.
I totally can see why.
After fishing, and we were trying to drag. We had a bunch of big fish in this big bag, and we were dragging it out. It looked like a body.
The first night, she like got the nuts and just shoved them up there, and
That's
she's
so
like,
awesome.
"That feels right.
That just feels right.
That just feels right."
God, keep reading.
They said the hog was euthanized because it had a broken leg and was in pain, and because its head had to be tested for rabies. Like you,
just
they weren't
head.
Even. They didn't even want to kill it, but because it got all fucked up while it was mauling all these people,
yeah,
they're like,
they had
"Oh,
to.
We better put it down."
But if it just mauled those people and was fine, they'd be like, "Oh, it's cool."
That was somebody's pet.
In Florida, hogs are a nuisance. They're like deer here.
Deer are a nuisance,
yeah.
Especially when they jump out in front of your fucking
right.
How come we can't hunt those all year round?
Because then the numbers would go way down.
Well,
good.
In Florida, there
well,
are
right.
there
then
are
we
seasons.
Wouldn't hit them with our fucking cars.
But then that would fuck up the ecosystem.
No,
and
what the fuck do deers do? They're so worthless.
They eat grass. If the deers didn't eat grass, there'd be all this dead
and
underbrush.
And they poop little pebbles.
Right.
And that's it.
Well, in Florida,
Indians
they
make
have...
their homes out of those little pebbles, my
oh,
friend.
Shut
not
up.
Anymore.
Oh, well, God. Not anymore. They
got casinos and
right, okay.
liquor stores.
They used
now.
To, though.
Yeah. No, but they have seasons for hogs in Florida. But if you have somebody who owns an orange grove and needs them off of there, that's a special allowed thing that you're allowed to do that. So.
And for the right
price,
she'll come,
I'll come and get
you.
It.
Right. She'll go get the nuts.
Fantastic.
After the
go get the nuts.
Go get the nuts.
I can't wait for her to go fall off with us.
I man. Know. We should do that tomorrow
yeah,
after I'm
it's
done.
It's going to rain tomorrow.
Okay.
And then it's going to snow, and then it's going
to
rain.
We have to edit video tomorrow.
Yes.
We have to edit video.
Okay. After the ordeal, Frank finally had her coffee. She received a tetanus shot and is recovering, of course. That is it for that story.
Awesome.
That's I can imagine that like first thing in the morning you just wake up, you're all groggy and shit, and you're like,
let's go hunt some boar.
I haven't showed you pictures at my house.
What the fuck is that?
I haven't showed you pictures at my house of all that stuff.
No, not of
no?
all that stuff.
Fuck, I got a picture of me standing with a hog's head in my arm and the fucking body skin behind me.
Nice.
That's so cool. I love it.
Well, what do you have for us?
This is another one from our most
this
fucked
is
up state.
Number 182, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, it is.
Just thought I'd point that
this
out.
This is another... This is another Florida story.
Yes.
Ah, oh. Oh, fuck, pop-up. Ha! Okay, I got
oh.
it.
Oh, wait, your eye isn't all puffy and red from the quarter. You're
no,
just high. I'm sorry. Started.
Okay, this
that
one
didn't
is
even
cold.
Really hit him.
This one, no, it did, for real.
Did for real?
Hey,
it
look
did.
At me and
at
open
me?
Your eyes.
What?
Do this.
Yeah, it kind of hurt for a minute.
Really? I'm sorry.
This one is called Woman Faked Miscarriage with Animal Tissue.
Pardon?
Ooh.
I'll
be sure to archive the video of that.
Yes. Deputy said a woman in South Florida has faked a miscarriage. The Broward County Sheriff's Office responded an emergency call of a possible miscarriage just before 8 a.m. Tuesday at Oakland Park apartment. Upon arrival, they learned a woman staged the incident using what authorities described as animal tissue.
Wait, that's all they say. Wait right there.
That's...
I'm wondering.
She faked just for no reason.
Like, there's an armadillo.
Right. No, my cat just died. Just shove that up there. Just animal tissue. Just
why again? Did it say why again?
No, that's all it says.
What would have to happen to where you would have to put that in there?
I don't understand why you need to fake a miscarriage.
I don't think she would have put it in her vag. She
Because, I know, can I call it right now?
She wanted to tell her
they
boyfriend.
They wanted a baby. She wanted to ream her boyfriend for either abortion money or for child support money. But she never did get pregnant. He got rid of her. She was like, oh, I better fake this. And then... But, like, when you find something else, go or, to the abortion clinic and be like, can you reverse one of those?
Or maybe they were together. He found out she was pregnant. He didn't like it. She's like, oh, shit, I don't want to get rid of it. So she faked the miscarriage.
But then there would still have to be a baby up there.
Right. That's but no she way. Would probably break up with him or something.
But she would just break up with him in the first fucking place.
Who knows? Because he had money, I bet.
Because she wanted to shove animal parts up her twat.
Or she's into that.
Yeah, but there's no reason. Like, right.
Is that it for that story?
Well, detectives are finished with the case, but prosecutors may charge a woman with lying to authorities.
Done and done.
And that's it.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
So that's not a crime, obviously.
I guess not.
Was it like roadkill, or was it at, like, if you went to the store and you're like,
It says animal tissue. Is it the whole animal or just like skin tissue?
I need a rack of ram.
A rack of ram.
And if you could wrap
rack
it up
of ram, please.
Into the shape of a dildo, right. I bet it was ground beef. It was. That's what it was.
Ground beef.
Ground beef dildo. That she was fucking herself with it, and part of it warmed up, because obviously you would freeze.
Or she left some in there, and she just, like, pushed it out later.
That was it.
Yeah.
I guarantee that's what happened.
We solved the
mystery.
Got it.
Never mind. Never mind. Don't worry. All right. What's the time, please?
Hour and 44. You should do one more, and I'll do one more.
All right, then we'll get the fuck out. Yeah. This one is called Couple Unaware of Pregnancy Gives Birth at Home with Help of Rookie 911 Dispatcher.
What?
She must have been a fucking farewell to not know she was preggo.
And we've read, this isn't the first time we've read about someone who, like, totally didn't know they were pregnant, and all of a sudden...
And that's... Whoa, that's happened in this valley with someone I know, too. It's really... I don't know how people don't know.
Remember that one story we had where the girl's, like, having really bad stomach pain? She's like, oh, maybe I gotta
poop! And she pooped the twat, turned into the toilet.
She pooped a baby into the toilet.
And started crying.
Yeah.
Right.
That's amazing.
And
like,
she had to cut the cord.
That's like
had
having
a flush tape.
That's having a giant fucking parasitic tapeworm in there.
Yeah, but
and
it's
you just
like a human,
don't know.
No,
and you're getting. But it's making.
You're like,
you
I gotta poop. That came out of my twat. It's though.
Why is my turd crying?
But it's making you get fatter. You're not like losing weight. Like, oh, I wanted to lose weight.
I know.
It's
just a turd that's been backed up for so long. Yeah. It just keeps building and building, and finally it comes
this
out.
Isn't because
and it's a person. It's Bono, the biggest crap in the world.
Boom.
Like the
9.5 rag for 9 months.
No shit.
Like
9.5 Coryx.
The one lady who had the unknown pregnancy that I know, she she had a hysterectomy done or a partial hysterectomy done, and she wasn't supposed to be able to have kids, and they thought she had a tumor, and they were doing all this like radiation testing on her and shit, and then they later found out that she was preggo, and she never had a period after the hysterectomy, so she didn't know about anything, and then she had a kid, like. 2 weeks later after she found out she was preggo.
Fix761 says, how could a woman miss 9 periods and not know she's pregnant?
He just said that.
Right. Wait, what?
He just said that.
No, he said racks something. How could it be on the rack that long?
Rag.
Rag.
Did you notice you haven't been on the rag?
Oh, I thought you said rack. Oh.
And I wasn't even on that page.
Rack-a-ram.
Well, never mind.
He didn't. Yeah, got it.
Well, they could be on some form of birth control or had a partial hysterectomy.
I could see that if this birth control's making, this will make you gain weight.
Yeah, like the Depo-Provera shot. It makes you stop. It makes you stop your period, and it makes you gain water weight, and it makes you fat, and it makes your body think you're pregnant, so you don't get pregnant. Basically.
So you're like, oh, I'm just getting fatter in this.
Yeah, and
spot.
It happens to a lot of chicks like that. Some chicks they don't get fat, some they do. That's why I don't take it anymore. And so,
pardon?
Excuse me. Say
wait, you're not on birth control?
You know,
I could have sworn you said you were.
No, she just can't get pregnant.
Iraq?
That's my cyst. That's my birth control. It's good.
Oh, word.
And that's why we pulled out.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It works if you're good at it.
Birth control. It's
maybe
natural
you're not
birth
on
control.
The rag. Maybe I just
busted that fucker open. And that's where all that... that fucking...
sand. So will you eat me out now?
Not with that bleeding cyst.
Does it smell funny?
That's disgusting.
Hit the fucking bell.
I'm never having sex.
You just popped a cyst on her fucking ovary.
Does that mean I get the assist?
the cease and assist.
That's right. Got it. So can I read the story?
Yes.
Montcalm County for most dispatch.
She
says, wow, I'm so turned on.
Of course
you would be.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Oh.
Yeah. Jesus.
Wait till you guys see the videos. For most dispatchers, it's a once-in-a-career experience. For Angie Adams, it came only 3 days after training ended. Adams was working the night shift at the Montcalm County Dispatch Center just after 2 a.m. Thursday when she answered a call from a frantic father.
What?
A frantic father yelled that his wife was giving birth in the family bathtub. She's like, I gotta puke. He's like, go in the toilet. Go get the nuts.
Go get
to the tub. And she throw. Could you? Is that possible? Could you throw up a baby?
I don't think
I doubt
so.
It.
Any possible way you could just
no,
puke that fucker
I don't
up.
Think that's humanly possible.
It'd
have to be in your stomach.
Yeah, I don't know. No.
Isn't that what a C-section is? They cut your stomach open
no.
and pull out the baby?
It's no.
It's your lower
you're retarded.
Abdomen,
you're
babe.
Retarded.
You're a fucking idiot.
Adam's... It's in the bathtub, honey. Quick, call 911.
Quick.
Yeah, bring me a beer.
Yeah,
let's
give me, make me a sandwich.
Holy shit. Oh, God. Delivery that apparently came as a surprise to Carrie and
surprise?
Ryan Emmons.
Oh.
The county's two most retarded people ever.
Yeah, they should not have been able to have a child.
No. The second she like came to the hospital, was like, oh, I didn't know I was pregnant. And if I was the nurse, I'd have been like, oh, yeah, no, you're not. That's somebody else's, actually.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to have that.
Yeah. You're not. You're pregnant, but it's not yours, so
yeah.
don't worry
yeah.
about it.
No, you were actually in. You don't remember that?
No.
You don't remember that?
No, I have.
We artificially
I have amnesia.
Inseminated you like 9 months ago,
and then someone whacked me over the head.
Ashton,
I forgot.
Am I getting punked?
I got
you don't
punked.
Remember that?
No.
Wow. I have the release forms and everything.
Really? You better fucking show me that.
Quote. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Did it say OMG or oh my god?
Oh my god. It's spelled out.
Did you know there's
I'm
a store in New York City called
OMG? Yes,
I did not know that existed.
And then Richard Cheese brought it up during the concert. He's like, did you buy that at OMG?
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Ryan's report that Carrie, quote, thinks she's having a baby is quickly firmed up as Carrie can be heard yelling in the background, the head is out! Come quick, the head is out!
I can see the head.
Oh, my God, I'm looking at a baby!
That's probably the first time she's had a head come out, not going in.
That's probably true, absolutely. The 31-year-old father announced as Adams tried to calm him down and get an address to send medical personnel. They don't quite have that 911 locator thing yet.
Not quite.
Like, hey, where are you?
Somewhere over
of course,
here.
Quote, I didn't know my wife was pregnant, Ryan said of his 27-year-old whore wife already a mother of blank.
I don't know.
Blank.
10.
3.
Oh, 3.
3. Third time's a charm.
I guess.
Why,
when
she
it's
didn't know
not,
she was pregnant.
I wanted a
try
boy.
Try the 4.
And I got 2 girls.
I got 3 girls.
Well, fine. Now I do.
Better have one more.
Quote, try again.
You didn't know she was pregnant? No, no, Ryan answers. I had no idea my wife was pregnant. Experts say surprise pregnancies are unusual, but not unheard of. There are a lot of fucking retards in
right.
this place.
Like, can't you feel that?
No. I thought it was just gas.
Oh.
It's so gas.
Oh, it's so dry
oh,
here.
It's such a stomachache. Must have been something I had. I'll have this special. Later, Carrie gets on the telephone and tells Adams, the baby's fine and blowing bubbles.
What?
In the bathtub.
Oh.
It's probably blood.
I gave it
mucus
bubbles.
I gave it a bubble bath. That's
Richard
okay, right?
Richard Cheese gave people bubbles.
He did for that song SpongeBob SquarePants.
He did that song.
And we were all fucking kelp.
We were kelp in the ocean.
No,
there was bubble
slower.
Machine.
Hellraiser says, I bought jeans at OMG. I guess I suck.
Well, I don't know. I've never been
in
there.
Yeah, we didn't go in there.
I thought it was funny.
It's a silly name for it.
Yeah. So we're like, that's oh my God, it's...
LOL.
Oh my God. Yeah.
If I opened
LOL
up
juice,
a joke gag shop,
I just want
LOL.
Some juice. Oh, hey, there's a can of juice.
Yeah.
That was great.
J-O-O-C.
It is nice. Now that we've gotten back, rock stars, the big ones are 2 for $5.
Yeah. And they actually
there,
have rock stars
the
here.
The small ones are 5.
Yeah.
One for $5.
If you can even find
if
them.
If you can find them. If you find a 7-Eleven.
You gotta pee.
Go pee. You didn't know you were pregnant?
No.
He's in here blowing bubbles. Come look. Oh, wait. He's drowning. Never mind.
Never mind.
Hey, never mind. Are you still on phone 911? Because never mind.
You might want to hang up.
You didn't tell him our address, did you?
No.
No. My mom, or, whoa, where am I? What a surprise.
Drink.
Got it. No. Yeah, that's a drink. That was way long.
That took a
quote,
while.
What a surprise, Adam said to Carrie. Yeah. Yeah, it was, Carrie responded. You say what a surprise.
What a surprise.
Yeah. It was.
You responded.
Like, really? You just... You're carrying around, like, pounds
yeah.
and shit.
Those things weigh, like, 6-7 pounds.
8 ounces.
Yeah, what a guess, huh? Who'd have thought?
I thought I had to fart, and then
should've
I pooped, and it was a baby.
Should have had a V8, I guess. Yeah. But Adam said she was not concerned about whether the baby was a surprise. She wanted to make sure mother and baby boy were okay. It's like, I'll deal with my cheating slut wife later.
Right, that's why I make sure okay.
I gotta make sure she's not drowning the little bastard in the yeah. fucking bathtub. God. She's a little retarded.
That's why she didn't know.
No shit. Could you be that dumb, though? Like,
I guess.
I delivered
you
a dumb.
You overestimate people.
I delivered a dumb.
There's
they're both
dumber
retarded,
out there.
And they have a kid. And I guarantee you, when he knocked her up, they were both like, yeah, I got mail. Yeah.
Fuck your stereo radiation for that.
Yeah, that was so funny.
God.
Thank you for having that stuck in my head the last fucking 50 miles of our drive.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. It showed... Adam's had 6 months of her of training. What? Adam said her 6 months of training had her ready. I'm ready for just in case a baby comes flying
right.
out these fucking...
But I didn't know.
Right. It showed as Adam's kept
you
the
never
frantic...
know, and you're going to need that.
It's like...
Good skill.
I carry around a condom in my wallet and 6 months of training. At least.
Yeah, at least.
I'm part of the babysitter's club. That's all
no
it takes.
No big deal.
It showed as Adams kept the frantic husband calm and told him to make sure the baby's air passages were clear. But how do I do that? Blow into it!
There!
Could you imagine? Like, just boom! Yeah. I think I popped it! What? You what?
Never mind! I got it.
Hang up with 911. Honey, why is baby not? It's not crying anymore. Oh, you are retarded.
God.
Completely.
Is that it?
No, hold on. She even talked to Angie's 10-year-old son, Tyler, who talked matter-of-factly about the event that seemed to have the adults in a tizzy. He's like, yeah, whatevs. It's no fucking big deal. Quote, my mom said there's, like, baby poop all over his head. Carrie Lair tells Adams that she had never seen a baby right after delivery up close. Yeah, they're usually wiped off.
Sorry. Did you throw up?
Honey, there's poop all over this thing.
Poop on the you got poop on the baby.
That's why it's called a twat turd.
You're supposed to wipe front to back.
Right.
Not back to front.
Now it's going to get a yeast infection.
Yeah,
look what
great.
You did. Or a bladder infection.
Something.
Well, there, it's some kind of infection.
It's bad.
It's already got HIV.
Yeah,
fine.
Probably.
It's
already got alcohol fetal syndrome.
Probably. That's why she didn't feel it. It was like this big.
Was it named Matt Cumberly?
Maybe. No.
It might be.
That's mean.
That was my nickname for him at work, was fetal alcohol syndrome. I'm sorry.
You guys will know him as our Friday Matt.
I can
see that. Little FAS Matt.
He was always drunk when he was on the show, too.
That he was.
He's an alcoholic.
Ryan also got to deal with the less flowery aspects of birth as he helped gather the placenta from the bathtub so they could cook
Can
it
we be
and
done with this story?
Eat it later.
I'm gonna vomit.
.. Disgusting, Ryan.
That's disgusting,
Moe.
Yet you're the one that goes...
I farted.
But the reward came as the new boy's cries were heard. Wait, were you talking about me?
No, I was talking about her.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
right.
We both do that.
No, but
no,
you...
No, but you especially.
That's gross. When she
Dude,
does
he
it...
goes, ah, oh, kidding.
Yeah, but that.
When you do it, I blame it on you and I
right.
do it. But when
and
you do
funny.
It, it shakes whatever you're fucking
sitting on. It vibrates everything.
Like, you hear it echo.
Yours out. Makes you move 2 feet, okay?
Just, so. Yours just sound weird when you do
yours
it.
Yours is like a jetpack.
Nitro.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah, and
yeah,
yours
and Adam
could
stinks.
Melt face. I'm done.
Disgusting. Right. Start crying. Quote, well, that baby's got some good lungs. And that is about it for that story. Of course, awesome. She already has 3 kids. Now she has 4. 4!
Awesome.
I get so mad still just seeing that.
Yeah,
like, in the airport.
God.
We saw, like, people with their kids on little leashes and shit.
I know.
And I saw this
so cool.
3 times in a row. This kid tried to, like, get up and run, and it, like, and like it fell on the fucking hard
yeah.
tile floor, like
because at least was
yeah,
at the
no,
end.
But that and the father was like kind of little wrist it, like
yeah,
fucking
pulling
back on it, and like he did this like 3 times. And I'm trying
was,
not to fucking
in
laugh,
Minneapolis,
but then I did.
There was one old guy going through the airport, and, like, the kid would not walk, so he just fucking lifts
he
him
was
up by the knees.
I saw that
he just
shit.
Fucking carries him and drags
before
him
before he did that, though, he
yeah.
was dragging the kid on the... Oh, yeah. That's so awesome.
Like, I knew they had those, but I've never actually seen people use them on their kids.
You gotta
that's
train
so awesome.
Them on the leash first.
That's yeah. right. And then you housebreak them.
Right.
And then they get a job.
How do you train them?
And then you get the fuck out of my house, you little bastard. Because yeah. your mom's a whore.
Right.
You're not even mine. You're black. I am not. That is it for that story. So why don't you read one? We'll get the fuck out of here.
This one is called Lancaster County Student Accused of Exposing Himself in Class.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
A student?
Yep.
Huh.
A 17-year-old Narbonne, Pennsylvania boy is accused of exposing his genitals in front of his English classroom and
Wait.
Masturbating while calling out students' names.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Are you cool? Adam.
Oh,
are you cool? Adam's with us. He's not mic'd, but he's with us.
Yeah.
You'll hear him yelling every now and then.
I just see this image of a little kid running in that pullback.
Just,
and then yeah, just the
like,
boom.
Like you're fishing.
I actually saw that image.
Like you're
like,
fishing. Just fucking little jig. Just little jig.
Yeah.
Following the rig.
And just fucking head on the ground.
They're like, honey, you're not supposed to put the leash around their neck.
Oh.
Oh.
Fuck, I'm sorry.
Alright, so this dude's jerking off in
he's
class, calling out students'
names. Oh, Vanessa. Oh, Samantha.
Oh, Brandon. Oh, Adam. Oh, Danny. Oh.
My name's Matt.
Oh.
And I'm Brandon.
I'm jerking at.
The Lancaster
was,
County.
Wait, was he pointing? Like,
no, he's
one
shouting
hand,
out their names.
Yeah! Dick in one hand, like, Vanessa! Samantha! Adam!
No, he was just calling out their names.
That's so
the
fantastic.
Lancaster County teen, whose name was not disclosed because he's a juvenile, was charged
with
indecent exposure.
I thought you were going to say because he's a Jew.
Because he's a Jew.
That's illegal here.
Venile.
Right.
And disorderly conduct for the April 14th incident. And at the high school in Lee Cook Township.
Pardon?
And that's it for that story.
Really?
Yeah.
So, wow.
And we're at 2 hours and 1 minute.
Have you ever done that?
Nope.
You never jerked it at school?
Not well, once.
Calling
one
out
time.
Calling out your classmates' names.
Not quite like that.
I do that on Facebook. I'll go through, like, the Flathead High School. If you guys know that's what high school I went to, you can look up all the people I went to school with.
Uh-huh.
And just, like, send them fucking pictures of people jerking off with their name there and shit. It's fantastic.
That's good fun.
Really looking forward to the 10-year.
Yeah. Are you gonna go?
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't go to my senior year there, so I didn't really... I graduated from there, but I didn't go to, like, graduation or anything like that. I didn't
yeah.
go to any of the dances. Like, I didn't do any of that shit. So
that's
because
you're
know.
A cool kid.
Well, yeah, that's... Yeah,
you're
I went
better
to
than
college
that.
My senior year,
yeah.
so I didn't... Like, they're like, do you want to go, or do you just want us to mail it to you? I'm like, you can just fucking mail it to me.
Yeah.
I,
and mail
I don't need to be
I
there,
I hate
though.
All of you.
I got drugs to sell.
But
yeah, sorry.
I graduated a little late, and so it was kind of embarrassing to go to the graduation when I could already buy beer.
Right.
So
right.
I thought, are you going to read this, or are we going to get out of here?
I kind of want to read these real quick. They're really short. They're from the Brattleboro.
Right. And one of them has to do with New York. I know. This one is called Troopers, New York Driver Charged with Hitting 134 Miles an Hour from Pawling, New York. And I just wanted to read this because it amazes me. Maybe this isn't, like, a big city, but where we were in New York, you're lucky if you go, like, 10 miles an hour.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean,
there's no place to get up to
and there's
anywhere.
No speed limit signs there, so you basically are just able to go as fast as you can until the next red light, which is probably about 25 at
and
the most.
And there's, like, nowhere you can even get anywhere near that speed. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe
unless
was,
you're on the highway, you can just fucking haul ass.
But even that, there was traffic.
Yeah,
the
but you fucking weave through traffic.
Well, yeah. State police said 23-year-old man clocked driving at more than 130 miles an hour on an upstate New York road. Oh, yeah, that's kind of country up there. That's where my uncle lives, and we drove from here to
it's
there.
It's like Montana
was,
with no mountains.
Yeah, exactly. He's facing multiple traffic charges. Police said troopers spotted Michael DiBernardino's 2004 Mitsubishi Lancer doing 134 in a 55.
Wow.
Does a Lancer go that? Are those
are
like
fast.
The
They're
fast
like turboed
ones?
And okay. shit.
V8. In a 55?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's like more than double in a 55. Near Connecticut border, 65 miles north of New York City. Authorities say he passed several vehicles on a two-lane stretch of State Route 22 before the trooper ended the chase when he pulled onto the side. He was later found in the driveway of his nearby home and arrested. He was released after posting bail, and that was it for that story.
Nice.
Right. So, you want to get out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we'll get out of here. Dumb story. Sword-waving ninja robbery. People are dumb.
You can save those.
It's probably the husband of that dumb bitch that didn't know she was knocked up.
There'll probably be no stories next show, because there's so many good ones this time.
Right, they're so all we'll save fantastic. These. All right, well, if you were listening before, negative money, please help. TheJamble.com/donate. Buy a shirt. We got a bunch of stickers.
Pre-order his CD.
Pre-order CD. $5 if you want online version. $10 if you want it shipped. TheJamble.com/Twitter/vote. It's almost a new month.
Almost.
Kind of.
Almost.
2 more weeks.
Yep.
This is the home stretch. We were like 20 last time.
It's like hump day of the month.
It is. It's hump day of the Pod Crap Alley month.
Right.
TheJamble.com/MySpace/YouTube. I'll have those videos up sometime this week. This
it's
next
take
week.
You forever.
This next week, I mean.
Right.
And,
when you have a day off.
Well, yeah. I don't have a show tomorrow, so.
Oh, true.
I'll start. Okay. But there's a lot. Other than that, yeah, we'll talk to you guys. Oh, you can call. Leave us messages. 406-204-4687. Right.
Right.
Fuck yourselves.
Later.
See you Friday.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam. 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 The Jam